about ASMR.
I'm on the phone.
Autonomous.
Is their phone.
Sensory. You're eating.
I ASIFY.
Right. What up, Juggalo? What up, Juggalo?
Oh, boy. You woke up dumb dumb.
The other thing that was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. You got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it. I know it.
I've been having a what?
What? Ultra human penis.
Wow.
At least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen.
Local, this jockey is...
He was trying to
go in bathroom in their driveway.
Had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
Ever. Will she call him a man, too?
Yeah. You're following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get...
I was offended.
Often draws his audience at the...
No one's ever sent me a nude.
Once again, a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
Funny as that.
Throw it out.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Don't tell me to go on. Oh,
get it.
Where can I get the marijuana?
Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial...
Oh, my God. So chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month? No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Okay, how you pronounce the word?
Good to taste the university. Goodbye to urge. Hi, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the boys who fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. Oh, they sang so in hell.
Oh!
Goodbye to Texas University. All the Aggies, look here. Chicka-doo, disco, higgada, huggadoo-doo. What in the world did that mean?
Everything. 866-5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing? Good night.
Yeah, I watched the
part two of the Housewives reunion from Beverly Hills?
Oh, good. Oh, good. You know, I was wondering.
Turn around.
Good. Yeah. No, I was very concerned about that.
Well, Brandy told Lisa same hairdo for 20 years. Our power went out overnight. It was weird.
Oh, we had the big power outage.
No, we weren't not affected by that at all.
Dude, traffic sucked yesterday.
Downtown?
But I wasn't downtown. Out of downtown.
Oh.
Cutting, heading out. Man, that was that a little bit later on. But dude, what a mess. That was a full-on club. But they did give up. It was warmer or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And they blew up, and then that was it. But everything was starting to black out.
Yeah, but it was in the morning, and the little alarm's going off.
Do you have an alarm on your refrigerator?
It's got like a little beeper on it that'll beep when surge or power outage, whatever.
Right.
And then the generator was going on.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
But then it came back on.
Then everything was... No. You were,
Russians.
You were good to go. So they're the new blame for everything?
Yep.
Hey, by the way, are you busting into those cookies? You already started?
Damn it.
God damn it, Tyler!
Sorry.
Where's the other half? You didn't cut one in half?
I did cut it in half. I left it in there.
Oh, well, bring it on.
Those are
right there. Yeah, no. That's the one you broke in half?
Well, I was most embarrassed by the icing on that one.
Why? Who cares about that? I'm gonna same. I'll just take that one. Yeah, there's no reason to split that. That's small. Yeah, you should have a birthday cookie, too. It's today. It wasn't yesterday. Or was it yesterday? What? I don't know what birthday I know. Well, I know mine, obviously. I know yours because it's the Memorial Day. Yesterday or is it today?
Today.
Up for tonight. You're not in the house.
Well, no. God, no. This afternoon on Fox Sports. Watch my Rovers take on Liverpool.
Oh, they get international coverage today.
Yes, playing Liverpool. The FA Cup, yeah. And we're down to the only a few teams remaining.
This is FA Cup. This is
No.
No, okay.
Well, Liverpool League.
You're still down, you're down on a level.
And will be next season as well.
Oh, you have no chance to come up this year?
No. So this might be.
No, you know what? Good for you. Diane, I hate to bring this on you, but I'd like you to mention that we haven't, I don't feel like since it all happened. Was it last week? Was it early last week?
What?
Four inmates that were on run. You had the, and they were all like within 24 hours of each other. The dude here in D.C., he ended up getting caught later that day. We had the guy in New Orleans who kicked out the back of the transport van, caught. So those two, remember we had the two other ones from, you had the guy, and you had the guy from Illinois.
Looking, because it's actually, I had looked this up.
I meant to look last night.
Yesterday.
But then I got busy.
The Illinois has been recaptured.
Oh, so they got him. He was the bad. Well, they're all pretty
Cameron
bad dudes.
Taylor.
That's the guy from Illinois.
Crap out of the guard.
Yeah, he's the one who beat the guard unconscious in the guard's uniform and walked out of the prison. So they caught him.
And then the last update I had seen on him before they had caught him was that
when did they catch him? Does it say
family members were terrified?
Wait, him?
Yeah.
Ooh. He'd want to come stay with me.
Of an Illinois man fearful after killer's escape. And the convicted murderer, like this story was filed over the weekend. That's weird.
So they caught him over completely out of touch. And then what's crazy is the guy who just walked out of the hospital. Remember, because we were trying to figure out if the windows were old. We were trying to figure out if the why he wasn't cuffed to the bed. If he climbed the ceiling, which we learned that you can't do, was in the hospital. Is that dude still, still going?
Let's see,
was this something or something like that? I mean, Elijah Shabazz was the dude's name.
Mm.
I could be off. I got busted out in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No. I mean, when you put in Jersey escape, not open up. So, I mean, that could be residents escaping.
We were for this.
Okay. So that dude is still going.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, could you imagine? Remember how locked down everything was, or not locked down, but like how nuts it was when they were looking for the dude who got out of another hospital, the guy in Virginia.
It was insane.
You know, that going on for over a week.
It dies.
It's down.
Yeah.
Okay, but you still have the guy that's running. I mean, the cops have to still be looking for him.
Yeah, they haven't filed any updates.
And you know what? They're keeping it quiet. So that guy's been on the run a week.
Yeah.
You're not calm at that point. No. You are not calm. You haven't settled in yet.
Yeah, but I mean, who
and
knows
really
where
made
he
yourself
is now.
Feel good. He's probably still in Jersey.
You think he's like 5 miles away?
Probably. I can't guarantee that. I feel like he would still be in Jersey. I don't feel like you're out yet. Well, remember that one dude they caught at the lawn and do some, get himself cleaned up. But man, I just think back to that day when the dude busted out of a Nova and how nuts. Like, if they wouldn't have caught him in 48 hours, would everything have just quiet, have just moved on?
I think so.
It's not still all over. It's not still all over the place.
No, because even, I mean, forget that's intercepted for 15 minutes.
Right.
But the news even, a story that they report every hour.
So they've moved on. Some of the ESPN bracket guy, kid who doesn't get anything, and Marilyn Manson getting punched in the face.
ESPN said,
they're screwing him.
You broke the rules.
Well, yeah, because I guess the ESPN kid, who I guess was one of the ones who had the one of the winning brackets,
mm-hmm.
So he should have been eligible to win the, I forget how many, so 10 or 50
I
grand?
Think it was 20.
Maybe 20 grand?
Some, yeah.
Somewhere around there. So, but he's 12 years old, and they told him, so I guess, you know what? You got to be 18, and he's done. So he gets nothing.
Yeah, but those are the rules. I mean.
So are you mad now that he tried to find some gift package?
Bring him something.
He said
they told him to.
For the money, they said suck
money. Nice,
I don't think you should get it.
If the rules are you got to be 18.
Because he's a kid. They're too
care. I'll tell you what, when we do when we give away the trip to, later. And rules are very, very clear there. You got to be 21. If I get a 19-year-old, I'm not giving them a pack, which don't exist. but I'm not giving that person something. You have follow the rules.
No, the only reason they're doing if there was some other, it was an adult, they wouldn't.
Well, I agree, but he didn't follow the rules. I'm with you. You don't give him anything, right? You tell him walk away. That you know, anticipating you did a very nice job. Suckma.
Oh, his mom kept him home from school yesterday.
Because
ESPN was going to call.
Oh, you know what? Stand by the phone. Sit by the phone. Buchagross is calling.
I told him if Jimmy Kimmel calls, you got to be here.
ESPN, I get it. She's staying loyal to the network.
She could have gone Fallon. She could have said Fallon, but she knew to keep it in
the
family.
Yeah.
No, you watch it. Watch it. Why don't we just do, now we should do like a Kickstarter campaign and get the guy like $1,000.
And he'll end up with a job. He'll end up being like next year's.
Oh, it's going to be how the brackets together?
No,
I agree with you. You know what? Good for you for getting to play. Good for you for being as well. But sorry, you broke the rules and therefore you don't win any.
But he told, I don't know if it's local news, but he told somebody that.
Where's the kid out of? I don't even know. Out of.
It's an Xbox.
Oh. Outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay. So now he wants Xbox.
No,
so
that was with the money.
An Xbox if he won the money.
How much is
$20,000. No, it's the gold-plated one. All right, so somebody's going to give him an Xbox. I'm going to have my kids enter everything now.
And that's exactly why. You can't. Because then you're set forward.
Everybody next year, you're gonna have everybody and their kid. I'll fill everything out in my kid thing, except for the winning bracket, which obviously
in your game.
Well, the winning one, all second place one. Then yeah, why wow two? Identically, so that way if I win, we both win, and then he ends up getting all the cash. But didn't he have to split it with someone?
Well, ESPN's weird. Finish well doesn't mean you win a prize.
So they take everybody who's winning brackets and then they draw names out of there.
I believe that.
I guess when you get tied, it goes by tabulated or whoever put in what they thought the score was going to be, but I guess neither of the top.
Well, how is this kid even in the top? We're just drawing names out of the random names out of the hat of the people with the trees. Why didn't they just discard him when they saw he was 12 and then you don't even have this problem?
Because you know the kids are running to the press.
Got him staying home from school in case Kimmel calls. You got to be ready for him.
And he used his dad's account.
Oh.
So the family could then make him.
No, you can't.
What? No, if ESPN completely
just discarded him?
Ignored.
Well, you ignore it because it's not a valid entry. You got to be 18 to enter.
He didn't know he was 12.
It wasn't until they contacted the family.
I believe 12. Once the ball got rolled, it went off the cliff.
That's when I hang up on the family. Is Noah in? Yeah, from school yet. Oh, where does he go to school? Oh, he's in junior high. Oh, goodbye. Forget we called. We were just calling to see if he was home from school. Is
Hello?
The refrigerator running? where am I going, Kaylee? Line one?
And then you what happened to Marilyn?
Some jackass.
Well, I cut off somebody who
well,
was
no,
inside
now,
into...
Now I'm going. Now I'm going. Am I going to one or can I get in demand?
Okay. Yeah. So,
well, it is more important. No offense to line one. Maryland is, he's finishing up a show. He was in, was it Calgary? Well, that's the province, Diane. He was somewhere in Alberta and just stop and grab a little food at
Did you mention the waitresses?
Why? What's wrong? Dude, would you be Marilyn Manson walked
into
your restaurant?
We've seen him in the middle of the night. A bit unsettling.
Oh, remember he came in?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he came in. He was great. No, he was fine. What was unsettling?
Blah.
The look he's going for.
No, all his when he came in here, it's makeup on.
No, but maybe waitresses.
Mm. No, Tyler, he did not have the
maybe
makeup.
Not Al. He had makeup on. Mm-hmm.
Well, he may have not have washed it all off from the night before.
Exactly.
People spitting on him only get so much off. He had big sunglasses on. Well, he can't see. He can't see light. He also can't see.
Or the ocean.
Blah, blah.
No, so he and the band, he's in Alberta. They probably just put on an excellent show, and he probably was hungry. He wanted a little moon over my head, so he
now
stops.
TMZ City.
That's pretty good. Well, I guess so. Somebody just and slugged him in the face.
Let's see.
Didn't they say that he
got into an argument with a group at another table?
No, he didn't.
That's what this says.
No, kind enough photo with two fans who were also in the restaurant.
All right, at which point called the guy's girlfriend?
What happened? That's what the guy is saying, so he's trying to get himself out of punching Marilyn in the face. Don't punch a national treasure in the face. Get away with it.
He's a national treasure now?
I love Marilyn Manson. Love him. I had his shirt on Monday. So that reminds me, when we get to the Welcome to Rockville Festival,
you're in my head. I guess we're gonna find the closest Denny's to Metro Park because we're definitely setting up shop there.
No, but I'm gonna say, is it just going to be festival shirts, or am I gonna be artist shirts?
Definitely get
a new Manson. So he was kind enough to take a photo. He's a very approachable, very nice man. He took the picture with the guy's girlfriends, and then he went and sat back down, and then I guess the guy was like, oh, so you're all hot for Marilyn, watch me end this, and he went over and in the face.
That's, I guess, a witness also corrupt.
Marilyn didn't do anything wrong. You know what he did? He stopped in for a bite to eat and take care of the somewhat of the border.
The witness added that leading and that the performer was left feeling
performance
pissed.
Performance blood.
He was nice.
He can't win. He can't win.
7 miles.
Okay.
We're going to win. In 3 weeks.
By the way, I would... Wait, nah, never mind.
What?
No, you know what? I can't remember. Oh, you know who wants us to meet up with a friend of theirs while we're there? Our friend Anna Gibbs from the casino. You know who she's really good friends with?
No.
The guys in Godsmack.
Really?
She sent me a note that she was I don't know, she was visiting somewhere with them. Like, she stays at which member of the band?
Like, where does the relate art? Like, school or
I have Godsmack from Canada?
No,
because Anna is, but she's with, and I can't remember who it was. Oh, are they? That might make sense. Well, that's close to the border. Spends the night. Like, when she was with him, she's like spent the weekend at his house.
So that's like where she stays.
Yeah, she stays, and I wish I could remember which band member it was, but yeah, stays. Yes, she's at his house.
That's funny.
So we should.
Was it Sully? Sully?
I don't know. I don't remember who it was. I believe it was Sully.
Good. I would have been out.
She wants us to hook up with Godsmack.
I got a day at Denny's because that'll be my first time at a Denny's.
We're scratching everything off.
This trip
really
is a bucket list dream.
Yeah, there is. All right, now can I go to one? Let me go to one, and then I'll get moving on. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's up, Elliot? I'm talking about a fugitive.
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you with a fugitive? The fugitive from you.
Well, there's a guy in my neighborhood, you know, he's got tattoos all over his head and his neck and everything.
Doesn't matter.
Pretty cool guy. Always hung out, well, not always, but I hung out with him a couple times.
Neighborhood buddy, I get it.
Yeah, he wasn't a fugitive then. Well, I guess he went down to Missouri or something like that in a trailer park, got in a fight, got malicious wounding. He's one and one. And then that house the other right up the street, Yeah, I guess he got in a fight with this girl, threw her around or something.
Jeez,
dude. A knife on somebody, and they had helicopters and everything. Well, they never found the guy. My wife's at home with the door open, and he comes up, and he's like, "Hey, man, you know, can I use your phone? I don't come inside, but he did a ride." So this guy's like stopping by when I'm at work, and I got a wife and kids at home.
You know what? Generally, I like to be a good community guy. I like to be friends with the neighbors. Here, I might take a page if you'll for your book, Tyler. Close the doors. No one's home. House to charge the phone.
He didn't want to come in the house, but she had the screen door open so she could see. Should see them.
You close know, that door. First thing you got to do is close.
Yeah, that's what I told her. She's just gonna have to keep that door shut. But I mean, he's been on the loose for a month or two.
Wait, and the cops have been searching for him for 2 months.
Yeah, I guess he got away in the neighborhood. They had cops and everything. And he's also wanted another state. He told me he was going back to do 2 years in February.
Right.
I'll see you in 2 years, man. I hope you're still around. And then we see him on the news. Probably wanting to charge his cell phone.
You know, I'll tell you the part that's interesting to me, though. Why did he tell your wife he didn't want to come in? Just,
I don't know. I mean, like I say, he's always been cool. I've never had any issues with him.
Right.
I guess he said he didn't want to come. I guess he knew that I wasn't home, but I can't go find the guy and say, "Hey, bud, you know, I don't want you to stop by, you know,
I'm not gonna
snitch you out or anything like that." But I don't want you coming by with my kids and wife.
What are you doing in that situation?
Well, first, I'm definitely not calling a Rick. Right away, this guy and I are at odds.
You're keeping that screen door closed.
But yeah, no, I tend to shut down.
Right. Ditching, though.
In delivery guys. Pesting.
But you can't snitch. No. You don't want to be that guy.
I don't know if and he's not the guy's lawyer. I don't know if he has, like, a problem when it comes to the cops aiding and abetting.
No, he didn't.
I didn't say he did.
This guy has zero legal responsibility to do anything.
I don't know what a cop would say.
Bums would say. He's got no legal initiative, but you don't have to. You're fearful.
Regardless, he's scared and not saying anything.
You can't snitch.
And move.
What do you move?
I would move.
Tyler. And what do snitches get?
Snitches.
What do rats get?
Cheese?
No, they get bats. Rats get bats. Cheese. That doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, you know what?
Positive.
Forget that you even saw the guy.
Forget.
I would. I'd close that door.
Yeah, that's what I told her. She's just going to keep the door shut even find you.
You're damn right he will. When those walls start closing in and he needs a place to go barricade, he's coming to your door's open. Yeah, I'd keep that closed. I didn't mean to scare you. But yeah, I would definitely keep it closed.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, keep me up to date. I'm gonna put him down with following that are on the run. Best of luck. Keep me up to date, okay?
Thanks, man.
You got it, bro. We'll talk to you later. Right. The stuff that we got to get through today. So give me one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Ellie's in the morning. He's heading to Jackson. And so it's the Monster of Mar Energy. Welcome to Roll. April 25th and 26th at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Marilyn McHailstorm, Queensryche, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, All That Remains This Moment, The Pretty Reckless, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, and more. Four fans. Listen all week in the morning. Winners and their guests will spend the weekend in Jacksonville. We've got your airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Welcome Festival. Plus a little pre-fest party with EITM. And in Florida with us. More.com/EITM online. Welcome to Rockville. Phil Elliott in the morning.
Field day this week. Kids and get backstage to hang with Dirty Head.
Three summers gone.
I love you guys. Oh my god, how did you get your hair so black? Ready, everybody, make duck face.
Listen daily for 2 Dirty Head songs and color. Get the time still on Facebook.
My three summers gone.
XL 102 Big by Pearson Mazda. Subway.
I can't wait till next weekend. Diamonds Direct's biggest ever spree, April 17th through the 19th. Your savings on every engagement ring, every wedding band, every pair of earrings, every pendant. Plus, world-class designers are flying in with trunk loads of new jewelry all on sale. Massive selection, mind-blowing value, and special financing up to 48 months. 48 months, incredible. Diamonds Direct's three-day nationwide sale, April 17th through 19th. Diamonds Direct's Short Pump, West Broad Village.
find your import gate and save. Where right now you'll get 50% off Jade Metalwoods or a Calibre Thunder. Get Titleist prior generation golf balls for just $339.99. Other deals. Golf Galaxy also helps you find your game with a full range of services, including lessons from PGA professionals and certified to ensure your equipment fits your game. So get to Golf Galaxy in Glen Allen today.
Get together for new brioche cutoff with two incredible new toppings.
This is why we come to IHOP.
You'll love strawberry creme or caramel apple. IHOP's new brioche French toast at a price of
ever.
IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
The only of a night out. Night out is a night out of CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. Proudest moments are the birth of your first child and your first brake job, but not in that order. Then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for guys who care about their car. Right now, dollars after mail-in rebate when you purchase CarQuest CX. XD ceramic brake pads and two rotors. CarQuest is serious auto parts. See participating stores for details.
Try Holly Ginger Beer today. Using the finest Guinness ginger that is steeped and combined with exotic and a light body ginger beer with a refreshing finish. Enjoy Krabby's Original, perfectly served over ice with a slice of citrus. To find out where you can pick up some Krabby's Alcoholic Ginger Beer, visit Krabby'sGingerBeer.com. Download the free Time for Krabby's local retailer. Krabby's Ginger Beer. Please drink responsibly.
Now at Wawa, any beverage is only $1.99. So bring us your sweet cravings, your need for cash, your longing for something cozy, and we'll make you a delicious specialty beverage. Hot lattes and iced mochas, comfy hot chocolates with chocolate, and so much more are all made to make your day. Try one for one that gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Answer, never enough. That's why at First Capital, to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer capital, your community-driven value, customized products and services, it's simpler. And your business, to learn more, visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital, make it work.
Grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and push. Never mind, I'll get it.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make it so protected with a regular oil change oil from AutoZone? Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. Restrictions and details in the
Zone. Welcome to Burger King. Who it is? 803? Nope, it's Cornwich time! So, what time is it? No, ma'am, it's 804.
Get 2 crews for $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions.
The Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing has the largest Nissan deal in Richmond, and you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan on regional sales ranking, CYTD 2014. See dealer for complete details.
From the Nissan here. What's for stop? Vehicles reported on northbound between 295 and Atlee Elmont. 95 southbound. Gray Street exit. Both cases over on the right shoulder. Shoulder of 64 westbound here. Westbound in the Burnham. And a collision in Chester to watch out for. West 100 Rudder, Ashton Rudder, and Dell.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the morning. On
somehow world keeps spinning and guess I'll turn myself into a solitaire.
It's Elliot in the morning. All right, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on today. We will give a look to join us. A couple weeks from Jacksonville, we're taking winners with us. We're going to the Welcome to Rockville Festival. Bloody-faced Marilyn Mantis friend Godsmack. Oh, now we got connections to everything going on. Got a big Denny's party. So anyway, you will win a trip. Keep in mind, every day this week, you win. You and a guest for our trip to Jacksonville in a couple of weeks for the Welcome to Rockville Festival. I will have more tickets for you to go see Florence and the Machine a little later on. And tickets to go see Rush. We'll give those away before we get out of here. Ross Marquand will be on with us in a couple of hours. Talk to him about SME. which, by the way, it's really good.
He's very talented.
It's unbelievable. And him and also, so they're unbelievable. Yeah. A lot of watching yesterday. It's fantastic. Completely different show, too. It's good. It's really, really good. We'll talk to Ross a little bit later. Stories that we got to get through today. Ton of stuff going on that we got to get through. I can worry about that later. All right, Diane. Let's get going with some news, please.
A power outage all across Washington yesterday. Reports of blackouts not only at the White House, but also the State Department. Several of the Smithsonian and at the University of Maryland. The outage has been traced to an explosion. A power plant at Southern Maryland caused by a piece of metal that had apparently broken loose and fallen off of a... Utilities had been restored to all of or at least most. I know there was another problem that happened last night where there was 100 people or maybe a little less than that, Pepco customers out without power in Prince George. That was because of a completely different problem. That was a car striking.
No kidding.
But the power at the Warner Theater while Oprah was there doing her, because they unveiled the Maya Angelou stamp.
I was going to say, power.
Yeah.
Celebration.
First lady was there as well.
So. Right. Then the lights went out. Mm-hmm. You missed his bird.
Seriously. The attorney for former Patriot star Aaron Hernandez that his client was at Odin Lloyd's killing in.
I feel like everybody in the courtroom, when that came out yesterday, what? What?
But as his attorney described it, that Hernandez was a what to do at that point. So he witnessed the murder, according to his attorney, but it wasn't
right, so
at his
hand. Pinning it on the other two. One of the other two. One of them saw the murder take place. He's never seen it happen before. He was completely freaked, despite the fact NFL player. He's a young kid. Was flipped out. Had no idea what to do.
So the other men, Ernest Wallace, Carlos Ortiz, will be tried separately.
Right.
In this case, but
it's going to turn on each other. Right. Everybody's pointing the finger at everybody.
Prosecutors saying that the behavior that we saw from Aaron Hernandez afterwards showed that he was including giving the two men money, hanging out with them after lawyers began deliberating after using arguments. So we'll see when they get back at it later.
Yes, they'll go back at it this afternoon.
Fire at an industrial building in Capitol Heights, Maryland, destroying a couple of firewalls. The cost to replace them is expected at $1.5 million. So what do people do now? Raise some money. They put up, they're going to get some help from other companies, but they've got a lot of money that they need to raise. So there are GoFundMe pages that have been put up by the Westland Apartment, also the Rescue Engine 33 support fund, if you would like to help them as they try to get their fire equipment.
By the way, the fire that night is the one out in Los Angeles. It's like some big building, like the roof is on fire, like it's big. They were showing it on the overnight news.
Not like that, last one we had. Remember, it was a partially completed residential retail.
No, place? No. It doesn't look like that at all. I don't know how many stories it is. 10-story office building.
Yeah. Commercial building. People had to be rescued, though.
Yeah, no, they were trying to get people out. I saw it on the overnight news. They had cherry pickers and stuff up there trying to.
Apparently, though, the building erected in the 60s, therefore it lacked a sprinkler system. So that was making it especially hard for local fun.
Oh, no. Wait, so now I have to give you my choice?
Yeah.
I love a ribeye.
No. I mean paired.
Oh. Okay. Of course.
You're good. Those of us who like our meat cooked, we're screwed.
Yeah, no, those toxins in it.
Scientists' foods are browned or even blackened. They produce glycotoxins, which can increase your risk of age-related dementia.
Right. No, I tell you that all the time. You got to stop eating it burnt through like that.
Sitting in the corner. When you're trying to catch a plane, loose change here and there when they dump in at security. Latest numbers show a lot of people are doing that. $674,000 loose change left security gates in 2014. According to federal law, though, claim money and they can spend it on anything the agency deems necessary to help with aviation security. Well, no, I think they're probably paying TSA agents with it.
Okay, bonus. I'll take that, too.
The House of Representatives in Tennessee passing a bill that makes it illegal to port gun within feet of a school. Now, it doesn't mention any ban on real guns near schools. They said real guns don't
baby
fall...
Baby steps, Diane, baby steps.
No, real guns don't fall under the definition of weapon. This is basic. A hoax device, imitation fire, machete, swords or... Bill, they said there's no need to include real guns and guns in the amendment because people are like, well, God, why don't you... They're like, listen,
well,
that is...
they're already
that is
forbidden.
Already covered.
Right.
The amendment adding additional weapons covered under other areas of both the federal and state laws. New dating app just analyzed the most common places people go on first date.
Damn it. Damn it.
You know how it
bar,
is.
Bar. Restaurant.
No.
Don't say movie.
No.
Wait, where I go on a first date?
The specific place.
Pound Town?
The...
Slut. Where do people meet for coffee?
Start.
Other places that top the era. Cheesecake Factory, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, I love Texas Roadhouse.
Go meet for coffee. You're not going to go out for dinner necessarily early.
Heather, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Think back to all in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go?
No.
No, never went to one. Did you? Never met for coffee. Go to dinner somewhere.
I recall meeting for coffee.
Did you really? Kaylee,
maybe
did you?
A couple times. Well, that's her thing.
Oh, so it was like you got off. Wait, so when you would go on dates, Starbucks? Never.
Olive Garden, number one if you're over 35.
The, nothing wrong with Olive Garden.
Nope.
You could be young and go there too. Ever met somebody for coffee?
Yeah, think about it too, especially if it's a blind date. Don't know a whole lot.
Bar.
Nah.
Diane, I went on a 10 million blind dates. Always went to a bar. Not like a big...
Say, and maybe now you're my concern. But I hear the other person.
No, I'm a club bar or something like that. But no, like a restaurant that you know. Some kind of small bar type place.
Cracker,
a little dive bar.
Cracker Barrel in the top 30.
Cracker Barrel.
Is that even... I don't think that's a slip.
McDonald's is launching a new sirloin burger, one sirloin to be exact.
Two steps forward with the breakfast all day, and now I'm taking a step back.
No, it looks like some of them, they'll
Doesn't
be
matter.
Out nationwide by the middle of May, a vegan and cheese, lettuce to mix house version with mushrooms, grilled onions, and white cheddar.
Yeah, I'm sure I confuse it with a steakhouse. Just do what you're supposed to do.
The casting team of Shark Tank is going to be in D.C. this weekend. Cast and call at the Hive 2 Washington on Saturday. They're saying up to 50 companies will be chosen to pitch their businesses.
Are you going?
Thank you.
Yeah, this could be it. You present that to Herjavec, you're ready to go. Ready to go.
When do I have to have I?
But they're in town this week from this week.
Yesterday. I got time.
Let's go. That'd be awesome.
I've got other ideas, though, too.
What else are you working on? Well, you had Messenger that AOL stole.
Being switched. I've submitted for Tampa. Blow their minds with... I don't want to reveal. I don't want to reveal yet.
So Tampa Bay is going to take Jameis pick in the draft, but they are looking at other options just in case. Yesterday, they sent their staff to work out. The Buccaneers have already said that he is in to meet the...
You did No, you got to do your due diligence. You got to be set.
Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount suspended without his upcoming season for violating the substance abuse policy. This goes back to his being arrested with Le'Veon Bell when he was with the Steelers. Bell expected to be suspended 2 games of this season. LeSean McCoy has a theory as to why he was traded from the Eagles.
And that is?
He said, Kelly, I don't think he likes ours. I'm being honest.
He's too fast.
It's the fact that it's Chip Chipples. He says he has no ill will towards Kelly. And that Kelly has actually tried to convince he was traded, but he says he didn't ask.
That's a dick move.
Ignore. Caps back home tonight, last game of the season, taking on at Verizon Center. Zdeno Chara expected to return to the lineup tonight. You saw a veteran yesterday on the bus.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I saw him doing that. By the way, don't think that these 2 games, just because they're in, there's nothing behind them. So, like, if you're going to the game, it's a danger to Bruins. But you're still fighting for home ice for the first round. So they'll go at it tonight, for sure. And then I know the Islanders' loss have hurt them a little bit. So they have to go hard tonight. We'll see what happens. Their final game of the season will be Saturday against the Rangers, who won last night. They win the President's Trophy. I think it's the third time in their history that they've been the year most points, best record. mostly in, have home ice. They're good to go for throughout the playoffs. So tonight's game, you should expect the Caps to come out and play hard for home ice.
Nats and Mets resuming their series tonight. Jordan Zimmermann will be pitching for the Nationals. Orioles held on to beat Tampa Bay 6-5, so they improve to 2-2 in Philadelphia. Against also in the Western Conference, the Pelicans move into the eighth safe race, so they now have a half-game lead over Oklahoma City. NASCAR announcing yesterday that ZZ Top will play a pre-race before the Coca-Cola 600. That's happening.
No, they said they have to do it early, like early in the pre-race festivities, though. That it'll be earlier. I don't know if it's, but they said that it'll be early in the pre-race festivities. Probably just to get me to tune in.
You mention Goldberg? Oh.
I am waiting on a story, though. I think, what's the Goldberg story?
I thought that's why you were leaning forward.
No, I felt like we were getting towards the end. It's always at the bottom.
Oh, your guy is staying.
Yes.
Your guy. Oh, you got it. You got to delete tweets because remember VCU.
Well, I'll still take him.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, Devonta. It looks like. It's not official. Casual Hoy and some other sources, and then also Devonta's exchange last night on Twitter with a kid who used to play for Florida Gulf Coast. I think, and a lot of people.
The draft.
He's going to stay for Sid.
Yeah, he's coming back.
I mean, what a great birthday present.
The, today?
I mean, I would be the most devastated. Let the rain wash away all the pain.
So that's good that he's staying. For you staying.
It's fantastic. Fantastic news. But I was very excited last night when I saw the rumblings.
But he would not have been a, he wasn't going to be a first round pick anyway.
No, he probably would have had to play overseas. Which you can make a good living thing to, but yeah, no, maybe, I don't know if reality set in, or if he thought, you know what, I'm all to a certain age, maybe I better get this degree,
right?
Get another college ranks, and then see what happens from there.
You know what, good for him. Good for, and more importantly,
thank you. Thank you.
Fan favorite Bill Goldberg was the pre-race host for the Sprint Cup Series Food City 500 Bristol. He says NASCAR is near and dear to my heart.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. He's going to be emceeing the driver introduction, so we'll wait for that. That's us and sports.
Bill 102.
Coming in the spring this month at Rick Hendrick's Chevrolet Buick GMC. You too can be Hendrick's the largest collection of vehicles in brand new location just a quarter mile past Short Front Mall on West Broad Street. Over 5,000 pre-owned vehicles from. We're starting off the season with 15 principles. Here's the first pitch. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on Hawks and Terrains. And 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. On the way. Up to 6 grand off Tahoes. 4 grand off MSRP on Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves. And up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Encores. What a way to start the season. Find at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. Hendrick Chevrolet in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver.
Back to Elliot in the Morning, too.
Coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. The kingdoms and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world that
I'm back where I belong. Never felt so strong, and I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
This is for you, DSR.
And I need some first-time winners, please. Winners, 86 to Elliot, 866-235-5468. Winners, you call me right now. You get yourself a copy of Foo Fighters, Sonic Highway D. You get all 8 episodes, plus a ton of extra stuff. Including a bunch of the 150 minutes of Never Before. Foo Fighters song is available for you now. Call me right now, though, and we'll get you set up. 866-265-5468.
Elliot in the Morning. 102.
Diamonds Direct. Three-day store-wide sale is coming. April 17th through 19th. Extra savings on virtually everything. All earrings on sale. All pendants on sale. All wedding rings, bands, bracelets. Sale for 3 days. Diamonds prices will be even lower. Plus, special for month. Save big on jewelry. Pearls. Colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. The once-a-year spring event. Everyone waits. Weekend. Next weekend. April 17th through 19th. At Diamonds Direct. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
get your motor running and head out to the Moto Cruiser International Motors Show on May 9th and 10th, the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new 2015 bikes and ATV, riding gear and accessories, the amazing custom bikes, and country music talent live on stage. Details and tickets are available at Cruiser.com. That's MOTOCER.com.
Hey, it's your floor pro in the know tackling this common design dilemma. How to give your floor the facelift? Easy. Go to Floor & Decor, your one-stop shop for top-quality, in-stock, bottom prices that'll put a smile on your face. Over a million square feet of wood, porcelain, ceramic, laminate, they got that too. Then just add redesign services and boom, solved. You have to see it to believe it. Visit Floor & Decor or FloorAndDecor.com.
It's the number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they may get into a new Richmonder shoes. Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda Model 69 a month, or lease a 2016 Mazda only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 330, 1669 to a signing exclusive tax processing stock number 7661.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insane course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavor T9. Start this 3-point, then pick from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic, succulent lobster dine, or try the fire grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled tender and perfect. I'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is fire and ice meal over? Just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. Salad, your choice of 5 oysters, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Grill, incredible, serve daily.
Go to bonefishgrill.com today to receive your $10 gift. Now that's incredible.
It's going to block and get your billions back, America. Call 1-800 or visit hrblock.com to
Advance Auto Parts. It's a car guy, It's the commitment to maintain an engine through the 300 mark. It's burning the midnight oil job most guys would rather hand off. It's loyalty, and it's why there's Auto Parts. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No points, no nonsense. For guys who love getting,
or to sign up and visit speedperks.com for details.
For a stalled vehicle, it's on 5 bound, the right shoulder of 95 northbound between 295 and Atlee Elmont. It's on the shoulder 64 westbound between St. Laverne. No problems on Chippenham or the downtown expressway.
Elliot in the morning, 02.
Yes, it is. Who it is? Who are you? Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I am excellent, thank you. Nikki, quick question for you. What did you last night?
I'm sure Tyler's going to love this. I spent quite a bit of time with the WWE Network last night.
Oh, very. Are you throwing your hands up, Tyler?
She's probably speaking for the sake of my friend who works for lining his pockets. His name's Vince.
That you would appreciate that, because that would be a name for you as well.
Well, it was Tuesday night.
Oh no, I was.
Don't tell my friend.
You don't have to be embarrassed, Tyler. I'm embarrassed enough for the
both of
us. Why am I being looped into your watching?
No, because you guys are both of you. Nikki, you had no problems with the power outage, yesterday. I say that. I don't even know.
No, I'm in Virginia.
I gotcha. I will say this, though. Yesterday, with all that going on, I got completely obsessed with it. completely.
Why? Because you were thinking a sinister mind behind it?
No, you know what? Honestly, and as quickly as they could start saying that there's no traces or nothing that makes them believe it's terrorist related at all. If I'm being complete, never even crossed my mind. Like, I don't think a whole power, now granted it wasn't the entire area, but it was a good chunk, loses power. I don't immediately start thinking.
Trial run?
No, I really don't. Hmm. He said like the White House lost power, or the Capitol building lost, you know, I think, didn't they say also the State Department lost power? That never crossed my mind.
No,
the only reason is I wouldn't think that if it was a terrorist organization or a terrorist group that was doing that, I just don't power is the way they're going to get something done. That's me being completely naive. But the idea of it being terror related never crossed my mind.
The reason so many people do that is because you see it in the news so much about like ISIS and everything.
Oh sure, I'm the first one. If there's something that looks like something's wrong, then you know obviously it'll enter your mind. I don't necessarily gin, but it doesn't. Yes, and like, when you do see something like that, you'll go, oh, I wonder if there's something behind this. It never even crossed my mind. Yes, all.
Yeah, because now that's kind of. A likely scenario, power grids.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're going to cut the power at the White House, like you don't know that that's going to be on air.
Yeah.
Like, I just like that's so easy that if you cut the power to the White House, it's coming right back on.
Didn't the Pentagon say they're now looking to see it needs to be upgraded with their backup systems?
So that it won't get done? Or so that they couldn't do that?
Everything over, really. My head definitely went to...
Did it really?
Evil thought of, you always like tell like the here who tell you that there are like five main that could destroy like the seaboard or something.
Is it it's either five or eight, but there's these five power stations that country that could shut down power to the entire country.
Oh, they, oh my god.
Yeah, I
think so. The whole country would be dark.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to say which engineer, but the one engineer has told me where all of them are.
Oh.
Stuff the other day. No, but he was. But I believe it's eight, and I don't want to call them sub-somethings, but the get eight of those, and they shut down. Mine went to evil yesterday.
Well, that their eyes watching what curious eyes, and I can't believe you didn't think about the engineers here.
I didn't, to be honest.
Whenever they're there to rolling out it, think of that.
Oh, yeah. See, that didn't come to mind. Maybe because we've never seen. Well, I shouldn't say that. I call it being like where you see like a major power out. Oh, we're taking credit for that. I've only ever been in one, and I wasn't even in the blackout. But I had to leave here and go to a friend Lauren and Brian's wedding, and they got married when there was the big blackout in New York.
That was the big one, like post 9/11.
Yeah. That was the big one up there. Here, my first thought was. Dude, everybody at Maryland's got it made right now. Like that whole campus is shut down.
I bet it was
that had to be awesome. That had
because they don't cancel all the classes very often.
Yeah, but the whole thing is shut down. Yeah. That's great. That's in. Mm-hmm. So I thought of that, and then I started thinking of like, well, all the traffic lights went out. So a total cluster after. I did feel bad for people who had to walk down a lot of stairs. That bummed me out for them.
Yeah.
You imagine being stuck in an
elevator? I could never imagine that.
I had a fear of being stuck in an elevator. I just feel like you just lay down and just like take a nap.
I mean,
you know, the elevator's not the elevator's not going to fall.
No, Marley was probably like 2.5, 3.
Yeah,
so thankfully,
just settle in.
I had a bag full of stuff to keep her occupied.
Right. How long were you in there for?
I want to say
like 10 minutes.
I want to say it was 20.
That's on the way into work when we have to take the elevator here. There's half the times I think, you know what, if this goes down, and I'm just going to take a nap on the floor.
Ding, and the door's just open, I'm like, ah, this thing's malfunctioning.
Well, in this building, anything. And then I thought of, because the stations got messed up with the power outages, you know where I don't want to... Well, where? Underground, obviously.
Right.
Tip over?
Yeah, and then you all piled down. Now, I didn't see that happened anywhere, but that would be my first thought, is everybody, it's like dominoes crashing.
Especially because there have been problems where it like
that also makes uncontrollable. Me laugh. It's very dangerous, Diane.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous.
Tell Elliot.
Yes.
My company up 25-foot security. All of the substations for anti-terrorism reasons.
Who do they work for? They work for some.
I think he's a contractor.
Oh, okay. So they're building the fencing.
So you may not be concerned about it.
I have that. I really do. I have zero concern power.
I think about it enough.
I'm telling you, my mind never even went there. Never yet.
It's shocking.
Never even crossed my mind. Them saying on the news, there is no link to terrorism. Okay, sweet. I wasn't going there to begin with.
I feel like that's a sidebar to every major disruption story.
I'm telling you, power. Now, if you would have told me maybe Seaboard was without power, then maybe I give it a little look-see.
This area wasn't important enough for you?
It's not. It wasn't widespread, but it wasn't that widespread.
Yeah, but think of the things that were affected. Those aren't random,
some of the
insignificant,
more essential buildings that be affected. Everybody's butthole puckered at the White House when that power went off?
Absolutely. Their State Department.
Do we know if was Obama's house when it went out yesterday?
I did see his press secretary saying that the president wasn't aware. I guess
was he sleeping? It was in the middle of the day.
No, but maybe their generator is
their generator kicked on pretty quick. Yeah. But it was still out for a while.
I don't know,
because I saw some of the press corps people who were talking about it was down. I mean, it was hours, but it was down back up. And I didn't see if he was there. I would assume he was. What'd you say? The first lady was with at the Maya. Yeah. Well, I bet there were some buttholes that puckered there too.
Absolutely,
the quote was wrong.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Kevin. How much? I work on below Fredericksburg in Virginia.
Right.
And I do contraction. And if something big were to happen here at the substation, it would knock out power between New York and South Carolina, pretty much from the mountains to the coast.
See, that's what. So you work at one of those eight that are throughout the U.S.
Yes, sir.
And the one that you, where's the one that you work at?
I work in Thornburg and Ladysmith.
No kidding. So it's down. It's down by Richmond.
Yeah. No, I'm right on 95.
Oh, okay.
It's right off the freeway. Dear God. And that one you said controls the power from China?
Yes, sir.
Do they? I cross my mind to think terrorism. Yeah, you guys think about that regularly?
Yeah, it's always a concern. But, I mean, we have, we're always, in place to, quickly handle something were to happen.
Has that ever gone out?
No.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, of the eight throughout the country, have any of them ever gone down?
Not to my knowledge. There's a lot of substations are always shut down for routine maintenance and rebuilds and stuff.
Right.
But they don't ever completely shut it down.
Interesting. All right, dude.
The way the grid is set up, it's not hard to shut off power to redirect it to another line.
Right. If a substation went down, you'd get some big issues.
Yeah, it would overload the other system so much it wouldn't be able to handle it power in many places.
Right. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Dude, could you imagine New York to South Carolina, all the power go, had a problem.
Freaking out.
That just trying to get through intersections yesterday.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Every city, every town, from New South Carolina.
Good luck.
Off. Yeah, that would be bad. I remember when I was in New York for when that one went.
Nothing.
Like brownouts are, you get those from time to time. That's no biggie. But yeah, that's a pain in the ass. Not brown. I don't want to be on an escalator. I take elevator over escalator any day, except it's booking there. I can't see.
I was going to say, elevator, escalator, you could try to maintain some order as people were, going
you're
down.
Fall.
At least
you're going to fall.
Fine.
Elevator, you just lay down.
While in that nasty garbage.
You're giving yourself a 30-minute nap.
Elliot, I was at Target yesterday in the elevator screaming and banging.
What?
That's from Robert.
how long was Robert?
Doesn't say.
Damn it. Robert, how long were you stuck in there? Getting there. So people were panicking. Yeah, I guess I would. But you were just in the elevator. You wouldn't know. You would just think that there was something wrong with the elevator. You wouldn't know there's a blackout taking place.
No, but that's still, being stuck in an elevator still can cause some people to panic.
I feel like I would deal.
You never hear to start right up again.
No, but I don't care how long it's out. Now, you're forced to do nothing. Oh, this is great. I don't have anything to do right now. Nap time. I get mad sometimes when I come. Like, I don't know who it is. Somebody spits against the wall in that elevator. Look at it. There's always, like, spit run marks.
What?
Down, I swear to God.
I've never noticed.
None of us have ever noticed.
Is it you?
No, I'm not an animal. If you stand and look at the button side of the, with your back against, and you look at the left-hand side, it depends on which elevator you're in, I guess.
It's the same one?
I come up in the same elevator. The, if you look underneath the buttons, it's like spit races taking place down the side of it. And the only person, or she's just talking. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Back in, I think it was TBA, there was a bunch of tornadoes down in Chattanooga, Alabama, and I was going to college down there, and you were talking about Maryland going down in a blackout. Well, we were out in a blackout. They couldn't restore her to TBA, which provides for just about all of Allisville, Chattanooga, all those. We didn't have school for 2 weeks straight in college, and we got to pick our final grade.
My God.
Pick your final grade? I'll pick.
Yeah. So they left it up to, we couldn't communicate for one. So there was no power for 2 weeks, so we didn't know how we were doing for finals and everything like that. But, they finally got out a message, through one of the, like, emergency broadcasts on the ticker.
Right.
So others up and things like that. So we found out you could either wait to take your final when the power comes back up, or you could take your current grade in the class.
God, yeah. Absolutely. No reason to study or cram. I'm just out. All right,
yeah,
dude.
Pretty much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Line five. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, it's me.
Hi, Zess.
Hey, you can call me Adam, actually. But, yeah, I work right beside the White House. Was power, I think it was like a 30 seconds.
Right.
And the Obama was at PM. He had the whole caravan to shut down all of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Did they get the White House because of the power outage?
I think that wasn't related still. But
right. So, but he was there?
Yeah, he was there. Videos and pictures of him leaving the White House.
I got you. Well, I bet they puckered up big, though. But do they start running them to that under? It's like, hang tight, let's see what's going on. Power should come on any second.
As long as I think they're not going to rush out.
Well, it was only like 30 seconds. It's hard enough to kick in the generators.
Oh, yeah, no. And listen, those generators should kick in. If I'm Secret Service and I'm presidential detail, 30 seconds of lights are out, no explanation seconds, has to feel like a lifetime.
Is that where they?
I bet their mind goes to something bad.
You get one on each side, and they basically pick them up by the armpit and
just start
run.
Dragging them all over the place. Yeah. Could be doing presidential detail. A lifetime.
Sure, definitely.
And they probably, unlike me, are thinking this could be something bad. I mean, they're trained to think this could. Boy, 30 ever for those guys. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Who's this? Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I'm here up in D.C. It took us over 4 hours to get everybody out of all the elevators.
God, crap. Did you find a lot of people that just laid down to take a nap, or was it more like the Target where people were banging?
Well, if you're smart, you just...
Thank
it's
you.
It's completely dark. I mean, it has an emergency light that cuts on when the...
And even in a big, massive power outage like that, those emergency lights would...
Yeah, they're kicking.
Yeah. So that's what... You're still better off being in the elevator. I have lighting. I can see. Hey, were there any problems with escalators?
That I heard, but the only problem we really concern ourselves about is the people in the elevators.
Right. And you said it took you 4 hours to get in.
Oh, yeah. We were working until, I think it happened around like 1:30. We were working until probably around like 7, getting everybody out.
Oof. Oh, my God. Oh, I bet some people were angry.
Yeah, they weren't very happy.
So, although, you know what? If that happens, you don't doze off until 2, you get yourself a 5-hour nap. That's a full night's sleep. That is great. I do.
Yeah,
hold on 1 second. But as of this morning, I mean, as of like late last night, everything was up and running, no problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got you. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Later. Cousin, he was laying on the floor sweating because he had to poop. That would be my problem.
No, and plus, you're good like a little bit.
So you're laying down out of necessity.
Yeah. I'm definitely dusting.
That might be dangerous.
You're like Shigella Jeff.
You your pants.
What's up, Elliot?
Hey, who's this?
This is Tim. This is Tim. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good, man. I work at a government from a base. And, man, when that power went out, everybody perked up, and they began to try to procedures. They got a little antsy, man. And just so happened, my building is probably is new the last 4 years. So, you know, they prepared it for power. I got a little antsy, and it actually went off to my building.
Hey, can I ask you this? I don't know if you can say which where you are. You're not.
No. I'm in D.C.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. It's no chance that they scrambled jets, though, when that happened, did they?
No. You can see my building and just every around the town, man. They got real antsy, and, you know, it's like they almost wanted to try an evacuation or try to get, you know, because they just were trying right now, especially after 9/11, because we were in Crystal City, Pentagon City area
right. During
9/11. So
you know, yeah, you were ready right to there.
We were all ready to go when something like that happened.
I got you. I get it. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'll do that for you. Hi, Elliot.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Hey, what's up, Alex?
Nothing much. I was at Senior years ago, and we were on like the 16th floor of this hotel we were at. He starts jumping. And then I guess it jolted something and we fell, and then the emergency brake kicked in, and all my friends were hammered.
How long were you stuck for?
About an hour.
Oh, dude.
And one of the girls that was next to me, she almost had to pee in her bottle of the truck. It was awful. Then the cops showed up to get us out, and we're like, I don't even know, sight us or anything. Well, you can smell, obviously. And we're all just.
What are they going to cite you for? Being in an elevator while hammered?
Underage?
Oh, man. All of us are cans, bro.
Yeah, okay. Better than littering. What do you want me to do? I'm stuck in an elevator. I'm having a. I had a roadie, thank God. All right, let's do some fun. 866-2S2Elliot. 865-468. Or yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-2Elliot. 866-235-5465.
Connect with Elliot in the Facebook at facebook.com/EMOnline. This is X After Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Diamonds Direct's biggest store-wide sale is coming. 19 extra savings on virtually everything. All earrings on sale. All pins. All wedding rings, bands, bracelets. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices will be even lower. Plus, specially 8 months. Save big on jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. The once-a-year spring event everyone waits for. Not this weekend. Next weekend. Again, 8 through 19. Diamonds Direct. Short
put. Honey, you were out late last night with the boy. Forget my parents were coming.
Hey, Jim. Where are your shoes?
And why are your eyes bloodshot?
Grilled cheese breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah.
Sky.
We'll talk.
Make an uncomfortable morning comfortable. Introducing the grilled cheese. Only at Hardy. We're living restaurants.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for the idea of an impulse. Is a 300-amp crank assist battery charger, then CarQuest is for you. You work gloves have calluses. Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest is for guys who really know their car. With thousands available parts. CarQuest parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott. You know, I've noticed that even the summer's a southern accent. An accent on heat, that is. That's what makes a special grass seed blend that can stand up to the brutal summers. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Other X is bred in the south, and because it comes from Scott's seed earth, you know you're guaranteed. So put down Scott's Southern Gold Mix this weekend and seed your lawn.
New flavor, Connecticut Brewed Artisan E-Liquid, the steam company, only at RVA Vapes. RVA Vapes carries the Gentleman's Reserve, a full-bodied oak red with vanilla almond flavor, sitting on a Kentucky bourbon base, and others like a perfect fruit blend that tastes like a smoothie. RVA Vapes is the people's choice for vape products and accessories in RVA. 6100 West Broad Street at RVA Vape 2-2-3083. The people's choice.
Other things you spend $3 on.
You get the wax upgrade at the old car wash, a taco plate, stream a movie, two packs of gum, and a honey bun for your honey bun. A dumb new case for your new smartphone from Keep Cologne. Scratchy little rings, and bet your friend he can't eat the whole thing.
Yeah? Well, I'll get you the right car insurance Thursday day at safeauto.com.
Enjoy the road ahead.
Morning, welcome to Burger
Connect with Sandwich with...
I'm sorry, what's that word you're saying?
With Sandwich?
Oh, you mean croissant-wich.
Yeah.
Sure, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Croissant-wich is for just $4, only at Burger Supply.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put...
Never mind, I'll get it.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry. By hard to protect your car. Why not protect it with a regular oil change from AutoZone? Right now, get Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. Restrictions.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down? Think again. We paint now. Paint with Premium Plus paint. Only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. The past, and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up, throws at us, and at our walls. Bear Premium Plus, starting at $20 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. For location U.S. only, see store for details.
Watch for a crash. It's currently blocking the rocks on 95 northbound between 288 and Willis Road. Also, collisions report westbound between Airport Drive, Highland Varnish, 9 Mile Road at Airport Drive, Vadier Broad.
From Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRX, Elliott in the Morning.
Festival, Godsmack, Storm, Queens Rite, Slash, Miles Kennedy, and the Conspirators. Should be a good show. It's going to be a solid weekend. That big Denny's outing that we had late night. That's over. So anyway, every day this week, you win yourself a trip. Winner and a guest will join us. We'll take care of your airfare. We'll take care of your... We'll get you tickets. 40 bands, 4 stages, 2 days. April 24th, 25th, 25th, and 26th, the 4th. And we'll take care of all that for you. Full details, facebook.com/EITMonline. All right, let me grab some follow-up phone calls. 866-2-Elliott-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Shane.
Hey, Shane, what's going on? What's not, dude?
It's my birthday, so I'm going to call and tell Tyler happy birthday.
Oh, well, isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice?
And also, I wanted to tell you, I'm the guitar player for a band called Straw, maybe around about 10
years. How the hell is he?
Floppy's good, man. He's out in Hollywood.
He's doing pretty good out there, isn't he?
Acting.
What's that? Yeah, he's acting. He's been on a lot of TV shows. He was on Anger Management with
Charlie Sheen.
New Sean with Anna Faris.
Right. Floppy, do you still talk to him at all?
Not a whole lot. I see him every once in a while. That's about it. He's a busy guy, and we've all moved on.
Someone, I got you on the phone.
Sure.
Not related to, happy birthday, and that Tyler, happy birthday. Do you do any impressions?
Any impressions?
Yes.
No, sir.
Because you know what's impressive? Like, Ross Marquand will be on with us a little bit later on. And, I mean, he, I swear to God, he does to Jackie, because Jackie was watching him with me, getting ready for him to be on today. When you're really good at it, you're awesome. And if not, like, there's no, oh, you're either awesome at doing it, or you shouldn't open your mouth. So there's very, no,
wait, did you have an epiphany last night? Because you're someone who okayed the impressions of your heroes.
Well, and that's what I was going to refute. Now, obviously, Ross is great. He can do 50, 70, 100 impressions. And he does all of them well. And what I say is, if you do the good, then, or if you do the really, you're awesome. Now, I don't have as many clearly as Ross has.
But you have some in your pocket.
That I'm good at.
Like,
I don't even know. My Leno is good. Well, my Reagan is awesome.
It is.
Well.
You do beef.
I do those. I do both of those. I do those. Dead on.
You do.
Well. Oh, you know what? I got to be in the right. And this, he does his impressions. He doesn't always get into, because you'll see a lot of impressionists, and some of them aren't that good, where they have to compensate doing like the whole face. Now, some people really enhance it by doing, like Jim, who's also he does a lot of like the facial work and stuff along with it.
Yeah,
that's really good, because it enhances some of the, in the impression world we call them hacks, but you get some of them where they try to overdo the facial stuff. Like when I'm doing Reagan, well. Like I'm not doing a fake getting into
it's
him.
Not as important for this.
Even for like the people in here, you without me having to try to like masquerade my way through. Well, Lovey, oh, dead on. Called
called Nancy Reagan. Lovey. Now you're thinking.
No. I don't do Thurston Howell. See, a bad impressionist right now would try to do. I don't do that.
Lovey.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. And now Beavis is laughing. Explain what I'm doing.
If I squint,
see
what?
Not as good as Ross.
No. I don't think so.
He's
either.
Not as good as Ross.
When you temporary people now, like Caliendo comes to mind.
Hasn't Caliendo kind of jumped the shark?
He's a nice guy.
No.
He still sells out someplace.
Very nice. He's good, sir. Thank you. He's very nice. And yes, he's good. Isn't he?
Does he know what his problem was? He really relied too much here for impressions.
Right. And that's where I feel like I'm starting to get myself stuck.
What about like
when Caliendo was in here and he would occasionally drop. I know he did like, I want to say he did, like some TV ones and were not George Bush. They were great.
Yeah.
He didn't have them developed enough to kind of carry on with them.
Right. I
kind of like got stuck being not forget even Bush. I mean, he was mad in NFL and Fox guy.
Yeah. No. He was good, but I feel like he's, who was the guy? So if you go in like old impression, anyway, will you find me somebody else who can do 50? I don't need somebody to be on later. He does 100.
Another former guest.
Jay Farrow?
Yeah, multiple times.
He's great. I was going to say, you have Ross, you have Jim, Jay Farrow. That made the cream of the crop right now.
And Rich Little.
See, that's, no. If you went in the pecking order, it's Rich Little. I'm not ranking them. I'm like Rich Little, first big impressionist, right?
I don't know if that's true.
And then you had Fred.
Except it is true.
Well, name somebody else.
Yeah, but exactly. I don't.
Fred.
Yeah.
Then.
I don't even know who that is.
Fred Travellina?
Yeah.
It's between Rich Little and Fred. No, he was. Diane, back me up on that.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't.
Didn't he also bang? No, you know what? I'm thinking of.
I know who that is.
They
by the way, I don't do Danson. I don't do Ted Danson.
This is the guy from CSI.
I don't do Ted Danson. Fred Travellina. Who's the guy we were just talking about? Callahan. And now you have.
There were two prior to Frank.
That's it.
Come on.
In terms of
impressionists that were on SNL, like Jay Farrow, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, he did this. Well, Like he
no,
did,
it's
he
like
did.
Everybody, they. Well, it was always a big deal, like, who got to
well,
come in
Barbara
and, do the president.
Oh,
like,
you know
when
what?
Will Forte did Bush.
No,
or,
you know what?
Or,
I got it. And the reason I put a colossal butthole and I hate him. Caliendo. So, French Ravelina, Caliendo, Daryl Hammond.
Thought about this list prior to right now.
No, Daryl Hammond's a butthole. And then, and then you have, no, J. Moss. Those are your big three now. Now, there are other people that are impressions, that can do impressions, but like, for example, I wouldn't call myself an impressionist.
Because the people that can call,
do
like,
a
big library
right.
of people.
Dana Carvey can do impressions, he's not an impressionist. That's the difference. I'm not an impressionist.
Can do some, but that's not...
Everybody can do
Neil Young. More than Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen is...
I can Seinfeld, Mick Jagger...
Eddie Vedder.
I can do Vedder.
Go ahead.
No, I need that. But I can...
10 minutes.
To get it down. Like, right now I'm focusing on what I'm doing. I'm not focusing on doing Vedder.
We'll give you some...
Oh, no, almost. I'm working both sides of my brain right now. I'm working on...
That
the
sounded like Don McLean.
No, you have to... Time ago. And that's the other thing is, got to be able to go. That's why I'm not an impressionist. Well, mommy... You know what I'm doing. I need somebody more current.
Impressionist? The Riddler?
Gets listed.
No,
yeah.
He was not.
Yes, for stuff. Ed Sullivan and the Tonight Show starring Steve Allen.
So he...
what? No,
then,
see, I can't do Carson.
Then Travelina.
Oh, he's much older. Younger than Rich Little.
No? Well, same era?
If Rich Little were still alive, he'd be about 120 right now.
Hmm.
Like Richard Burns, like you can't. That's the other problem. You got to be current. Well, you got to be current. That's the other thing.
When the impressionist is dead, that's going to throw a wrench into it.
No, but you have to be able to do a whole. I do current. I mommy.
Oh, here's a video. Here's the old Rich Little doing Reagan.
Oh,
like
he does
you.
It too. Hit play, and then you'll tell me if it Rich Little or is it Elliot? Oh, mommy, unless he's mommy, we might be in trouble.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. I wouldn't classify myself as an impressionist.
Thank you.
How you going, Kaylee?
Nor would anyone.
That's
Terrence,
not true.
Terrence points later.
Oh, yeah.
See,
you can go.
He's an impressionist.
Does impress.
Oh, God
does
damn,
he have,
you have a high impressionist. He does a lot.
Does he do 50?
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah.
Does really well?
Yes.
Yes.
Old and new?
Very like, true. That's
the beauty of light of us. And of like Jake Ferris. Old and new.
Like, he was probably one of the ones when you see their SNL auditions, was like celebrity impressions.
Of Reagan, Bush.
No. Like, the ones that come to mind with him are Pacino.
Oh, I got De Niro also.
All of his SNL castmates.
Oh, did he really? That's kind of cool. That's pretty cool. Where, I'm sorry, line three? Hi, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, good morning.
It is a rare talent that gets overlooked. No, because I do think mostly good, they kind of put it down. But it is a rare talent that I have. Hi, who's this?
Not a whole lot. Hey, listening to your conversation here, I know y'all having a great time. I think before Jay Farrow got Reese Spears.
Well, yeah, Aries Spears. He's a famous comic. But Aries never had the...
Aries Spears does impressions. He's not an impressionist.
Impressions, but he definitely... he's not... Like, Jay Farrow has become very, very famous. It's also a different time when it comes to, like, viral videos.
Yeah, and
I can understand that, too. He does old,
people.
He does new, he does white, he does black, he does everybody.
Yeah, and so does Jay.
Yeah, I'm not debating that Jay is great. I'm just saying I think you're forgetting about Aries.
No, I think the three biggies right now are Jim and Ross. Three biggies right now. Ross is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Yeah, he's great. His Timberlake is better than mine. And that's the other thing.
Let's hear your Timberlake. I don't think I've ever heard that.
In June, by the way, Aries will be at the DC.
Yeah. Now, awesome. You're going to be the upper hand because, like,
he get up and do a radio show every
day. No. He even resembles Timberlake a little bit.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I think so.
What, Timberlake as much as...
That is a big falsehood right there.
No, I understand what you mean by Timberlake than I do. Okay, big deal. But when I'm doing voice work, it's the voice that matters. It's not the...
Let me hear your Timberlake.
You don't understand.
Just, I mean, you gave me a low. That was better. Let's hear Timberlake.
No, he has yet. For better.
I haven't had a chance to work it through.
He does Eddie and Freddie.
Vinny?
Night from Fozzie.
You clearly hesitated. I feel like there's more than one then.
No.
Which ones do you do?
I don't do any. I've never claimed to do. I remember on Monday. It was a complete disaster, but then you did yours and mine seemed great.
Neil. I don't do Neil.
You did it Monday.
Yeah, that's really just having,
That's you singing.
But that's where you find a lot of impressionists live. And that's why it's a protected bunch. That's what I mean. There's a wide gap between really Essie.
Tom wants to know, be part of the curriculum at Edge of Knowledge.
College of Knowledge Impression School? It's an elective. Certainly. Yeah. Hi, Ellie in the morning. It's a separate wing. It's the College of Comedy.
Oh boy.
Hi, I'm sorry. Who's this? Hello?
Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Hey, did y'all see Jim Carrey do the impression of me on the SNL?
I'm telling you, Ross owns Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
You gotta see Matt McConaughey's Lincoln commercials that he does?
Yeah. I call him Matthew, but that's okay.
It was.
Let me ask you this. Which impressions do you do now for me?
I don't do any.
Come on!
Sorry, I can't think of a single one. I am one of those talentless impressionists.
Good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't do a lot of voices.
Yes, you do.
Who?
Mike?
What's your aunt?
Oh, well, Beaver, you do.
Yeah,
obviously.
But and what's the one you always...
Hey, aunt.
Yeah.
That one's good. That one's good. Hey, aunt. That's pretty good. I do a lot of dubbing, like, hey, aunt. Like, if there was a glitch in the actual recording with the voice actor, they'll bring me in. Hey, aunt. Now I'm slipping out of it because now I'm now show
minutes.
Two.
Yeah, are you there yet? Let's hear Eddie.
Hey, toi. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Hello.
Hello, is this me?
Yes. What voice are you doing?
I'm President Bushy.
Oh, 4-1 or 4-3?
No, the W.
Yeah. Okay.
Do a couple more too.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me hear W. W.
I was talking to Prime Minister of China. I asked him if he ever had Chinese food. He looked at me and he said, "He's really from China."
That's pretty bad.
And, he told him that it came from Wong's house Chinese. Now I'm pretty sure that is a monument. Solid.
You know what? Hold on one sec. I may put you in my. Hold on one. Hold on one second. That's pretty good though. As somebody who, and you do a good job with it. You do a good job. Good job, mommy.
Watch, I don't know if you've ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Sure.
Meanwhile, win me a bar cap, basically, at an anime convention.
I'll take it. That's good, dude. That's good. Later, man.
All right, later, man.
Hey. Okay.
What?
I was working on nothing.
No.
Oh, wait, do I do Yogi the...
He discusses this as everyone does.
I stay away from it.
I know.
I like to be a little more original. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello, Elliot.
That's two. Oh,
God.
That's solid. Oh, that really is pretty good.
It's like an open mic.
Didn't appreciate it. But you see what I mean? That's when you look at
what
somebody...
What do you mean?
No, that's when you look at somebody like Ross and go, holy crap. Like that's how you do it.
So these people that are called or calling are
they're doing impressions. They're not impressionists.
And others that you listed, they're
impressionists.
The wrong.
Correct.
Okay.
Boss is great.
Bringing up another one that you do.
Right.
Rick Dees.
You're going to argue my
it's
beyond pretty good. It's limited, but it's pretty good.
To
that's
a lot
not
of people.
Obscure. Hello, Kiss FM. Yeah, they missed it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
What?
Elliot, yeah. You're forgetting the best impression that you do.
Oh, what is that?
Your mother.
But she's not famous. Well, now, I do an excellent Phyllis. That is
the tone that plays when you open the door at the convenience.
That's not the door at the convenience store. It's the register.
Register.
Whatever. At the kiss. No. But again, I don't. It's an impression that I do, but it's not part of my arsenal. Like it's very limited. It's not like President Reagan.
But D's, you didn't even remember.
What do you mean?
It's like social media has also reminded us that Diane does. And goddamn, I posted this, forgot that I do Florence Welch.
Impressions? You don't? Are you impressed by somebody that does, like Ross or Jay Farrow? The ones that I do?
Phyllis.
Yeah, have you heard it? How about Fred?
She said no.
You don't know who Rich Little is?
Of course, I barely know who Rich Little is.
No, but Rich Little is famous.
I think Rich Little I know because of Caliendo Bios.
That Caliendo,
Rich Little is not his 30.
He's still alive. Damn it. I thought he was dead.
No. But you look at, yes, it's fine. Rich Little isn't top of mind by any stretch of the imagination. But he was a pioneer.
Oh, yeah. Just saying. The fact by that the she way, is no surprise.
But she also doesn't live in the world of impression.
She's in your 20s, and you know Rich Hobby.
What if you're studying
impression? Of course, then you should pay homage to
Hey, by the way, and I
have done.
But go back and watch old videos of Rich Little.
Very talented.
Not as good as you.
Oh, so it was there wasn't as much competition?
Exactly. Exactly. Don't get me wrong. May not have been the greatest astronaut. Rich Little may not have been the greatest
Yep.
Just a good PR team.
No, he was good, but he's not Ross. Kills Rich Little. Ross, I bet, can do Rich Little. Rich Little, I bet, can't do Ross.
True.
Where, Kaylee? Three? Hi, Elliot.
Hello, is this me? Oh. Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Hey, Ant.
Hello?
Ant?
Hello. This is
Oh, you know what? I was going to guess that. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
But I wanted to say, Elliot, to be on your show.
All right, we have to do news.
That was pretty good. Who does impressions?
I may as well have done my Linda Richman caliber that's coming in.
All right, let me do this. A quick reminder.
Linda Richman, Kaylee.
Oh.
Was a character. She did cause and verklempt.
Ross Marquand will be on with us in, let's say, about an hour and 15. Be on with us. Here's what I got to do. I got to take. What's wrong? Oh, now everybody's calling Kaylee doing voice.
She loves that.
This is, all right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Right. We'll take a break. We'll
That's come back.
Diane will do news, and then I will give you a trip. You will join us in Jacksonville in a couple of weeks, April 24th, 4th, 6th. We're on. Welcome to Rock. So we'll take a break, do some news, give you a chance to win your trip.
Elliot is heading to Jacksonville, and so are you. It's the Monster Energy Welcome to Rockville, April 25th and 26th, Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Marilyn Manson, Storm, Queensryche, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, All That Remains, The Pretty Reckless, Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, and more. Four stages. Listen all week. We morning. Winners and their guests will spend the weekend in Jacksonville. And then you've got your airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Welcome to Rockville Festival. Plus a little pre-ITM. Spend the weekend with us. More info at facebook.com/EITM online. Welcome to Rockville. Phil.
The 102 Big Field Day this week. Win tickets and get backstage to hang it.
Oh my god, how do you get your hair so black? Ready, everybody make duck face.
Listen daily for two jerks. I can be the 10th caller. Get the times to listen every morning at 8 on Facebook.
My sweet summer is gone.
XL 102 Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda and Bud Light.
Next weekend, Diamonds Direct's biggest ever store-wide sale. It's April 17th through the 19th. 3 days of extra savings on every engagement ring, every wedding band, every pair of bracelet, every pendant. Plus, world-class designers are flying in with trunkloads of new jewelry all on sale. Massive celebrity value and special financing month. It's incredible. Diamonds Direct's three-day multi-million dollar store-wide sale. April 17th through 19th. Diamonds Direct's Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Late last night with the boys, did you find people coming over for breakfast?
Jim, where are your shoes?
Where are your eyes, Bloodshot?
Are those grilled cheese breakfast an egg?
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Make an uncomfortable mortable. Introducing the grilled cheese breakfast sandwich. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants.
You vape it and try their new classified e-liquids. I told you about a month ago, I think I buy the Joytech Ego 1. You get a great hit, the airflow is adjustable, and I've been vape classified. It's so good. Go see Jay Taylor and the incredible, awesome, super friendly over. They got me set up with something I love that can do the exact same for you. Right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center.com. Like them, I just got a great special. Like this week, purchase an SVD 2.0 and any tank and receive 10% off your purchase and a free Sony V battery. This is the first and only advanced personal vaporizer edition of the evolving. Some real innovation has gone into this thing. It's unlike any other thing on the market. So this week is a great time about VoltageVaping.com. Like them on Facebook too. Go for a hang right off Chestnut Shopping Center, right off 288.
Mazda one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has a large new Mazdas, and they may get into a new Mazda. Choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month, or lease a 2016 Mazda CX-5 a month. So stop by our dealership at our street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
336 months, 12k miles per year, with $19.69 to a signing exclusive tax title and $489 processing. Stock number 7661.
Doing.
Marley, and again at Dance's Sporting Goods. Starts on the 4th, and please, please, please take a child hunting. Our regular season starts on the 11th, and Dance Sporting Goods stocked up and ready. We have the hard-to-get Avian X turkey decoys, chairs, blinds. Be sure to check your for the rain. You might need a new pair of mucks or lacrosses. Head nets, box calls, dive boxes by Knight and Hale, Lynch, H.S. Strutt, and others. And remember, you'll need insect repellent, and the one and only Thermosis Sporting Goods just got it. So please stop by and pick up what you might need.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Y'all know, come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Clovart. Like us on Facebook or check us at sportinggoods.com.
Go into Block and get your billions back, America. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com.
No time to fuss with lunch. Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries and a drink, salad, garlic bread and a drink, small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Order online currently at Chinello's.
After hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars, call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Deer may be cute, but not when they're eating your plants. Protect your deer, be gone. He uses ingredients that animals are repelled by, but it won't hurt those cute critters. And the no-stink formula works without smelling. Ortho.com.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Big delays coming up from the south side. If you're on 95 northbound, delays start. They go all the way past. Collision near Willis has your right lane blocked. Watch for collision on Jeff Davis at Hopkins and 9-4 Drive.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Jesse told Mama she's gonna be out late, but she ain't coming home and home at all. Tyler's getting new ink out of that little place down by the old strip mall.
You're not supposed to be caught.
Somebody's gonna get lucky.
You gotta do news, then you win your trip. Remember, every day the trip. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah. So you get today, tomorrow, to win your trips to join for the Welcome to Rockville Festival. All right, Diane. Ladies, please.
A white South Carolina police officer charged with murder in a black man. That's North Charleston Patrol Flager, who is repeatedly shooting Walter Scott several times in the back. Authorities said after Slager had already hit him with a stun gun, the confrontation apparently started as a traffic stop over a faulty brake line. Said he may have been trying to run because he owed child support, which apparently in South Carolina could result in somebody being sold
right
until it is paid. Judy Scott is Walter Scott's mother.
He needs to know that wasn't an animal, that he was my son.
Video of the shooting shows the officer firing eight shots. He is running PA after Slager walks toward him and ordered his back, and when Scott doesn't move, Slager pulls his arms back, handcuffs him. Slager seen walking back to where he had fired from, picking up an object and
stun gun, right, and then he walks back over right next to shot and killed.
Right. He is also going to be embroiled in a civil suit.
Good.
In the family. Hackers were able to get into the White House's private computer system for several months last year. The system's the Advance and Press Office and officials within the Budget and Legislative Liaison offices several days because of this. Now, there are some people who believe that the hackers could actually still be hiding in...
Mm-hmm. And please, yesterday? And maybe it's well known and I just had no idea. You know that Obama travels with a passport?
What, you think he wouldn't need one?
He doesn't go through passport control. Plane lands, he gets on the tarmac.
I guess everybody has to have one.
That I would have never guessed that he travels with a passport. But he's got
somebody
one.
I don't think he'll
get it out of my pocket. I have the little travel thing.
Where's my boarding
pass? Aren't you surprised he even has a passport? They know who he is. They know where he's going. Like, all of that gets cleared ahead of time.
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me, though.
He doesn't travel with a credit card or a wallet.
He does travel with credit cards, remember, though, because they're too old. They haven't been used in a while, so sometimes...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know why. It just surprised me that he would... By the way, I would say the same thing about Biden or on Kerry or any of them similarly. It just surprises me that any of them, especially like John Kerry, who's all over the country, or all over the world, rather.
World.
It would surprise me that they would have...
Jurors in the trial of marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev operations for a second day in the first phase of his death penalty. Convicted, the same jury will hear more evidence in phase two to decide whether he is sentenced to death or life in prison. British police hunting for a gang who raided boxes in a jewelry business district, making off with cash and jewels, and could be the country's biggest heist ever. They said this is believed to be the equivalent of nearly 300 million, are believed to have broken into anywhere from 60 to 70 safe deposit boxes. They think they tunneled their way in through an elevator shaft. They said this area is home to 300 gem dealers and 50 shops, apparently, for the Easter holiday.
And that's when they just tunneled their way in. What, isn't that weird? Was it yesterday? Nothing inside of a safety deposit box is insured.
Yep. Sheriff's deputies in Mobile County, Alabama, interrupted a big spring break plan that some LSU students were, all of them under the age of 21, more than 100 cases of beer and liquor when they were pulled over for having expired tags on the trailer behind their 7 cases of beer, gallon liquor, and wine. Apparently, all were listed as being pledges of the fine at LSU, who had to go with all the booze with everybody on spring break. Colorado Parks and Wildlife goldfish has taken over a lake and dumped a handful of pet fish into the lake a couple of years ago, but that handful is now multiplied to thousands. Out the best way to run the lake. Brian Williams apparently tried to suggest that he may have had a brain tumor to explain about being in a helicopter that was shot down in Iraq.
Now, I didn't read the Vanity Fair article where all this is coming. It was way too long. I mean, that was I printed it out just to waste the paper for the company. But I didn't read the thing. Is he making that up?
He was just kind of saying,
it could be anything. I may have a brain tumor.
Yeah, kind of the way it was said. Or, hey, maybe it was something wrong in my head. But then I guess they went on to say how...
When you want to know if you had a brain tumor, you're just fictionalizing stories on something like a brain tumor.
The people quoted in... You know what? We got the best apology we could get. They said that's Brian being Brian. Because they...
Brian being Brian is, sorry, I made a mistake. I think I have a brain tumor.
No, they kind of drew the parallel with the Berlin Wall story, where he's there, came down, and I guess he didn't get there until, like, the next day.
Correct.
And they said that he would tell incorrectly over and over and over again. And then you've got people who would hear that story and kind of, like, roll their eyes.
What was the condition that we talked about where legitimately misremembered?
I think it was just life.
But that
wasn't a condition. Wasn't it just something that happens?
Where you either just get so start to believe that you were actually part of something when you weren't.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing. Go with for now on.
The way I tumor. Like, he was kind of like, well, God, what did I, you know, what happened to me? What did I have, a brain tumor or something? Like, kind of saying it sort of flippantly. Like, I'm saying, like, oh, no.
Oh, so he was.
People.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Got their three-peat, beating Notre Dame 63-53 last night to win their third straight NCAA basketball championship, 1 year after also beating Notre Dame title. The Caps back home tonight for their second-to-last. The Bruins at the Verizon Center. Zdeno Chara is expected to return tonight. So going into tonight, Ovechkin holds more.
Yeah, he should easily, hopefully. I can't see somebody, I can't see Nash or popping off two games. So he should walk away with the Rocket Richard Trophy. Your scoring race or your point scoring race is all kinds of... I think, what is it, John Tavares has 83. Who else? Somebody else has 83.
Crosby
has 83. Then you have Voracek. And then Jamie Benn both have 80.
Correct.
Yeah, going into the last weekend of the regular season.
After a day off, Nationals series against the Mets tonight. Jordan Zimmermann, Nationals. Orioles held on to beat the Rays 6-5, so they improve to 2-0. Braves topping the Miami Marlins 12, improve to 2-0. Cubs Cardinals got rained out in Chicago. Matt Cain from the Giants will not make his start tonight. He has a strain, so he's going to the disabled list. Wizards in Philadelphia tonight to go up against the 76ers, and be with Jimmy Walker and Jamie Donaldson tomorrow.
Oh,
when the Masters gets underway.
I don't know who either of those two guys
are. He's teeing off about 146. Walker, second time winner so far this season. He is ranked 10th in the world.
Pretend I have no idea who he is.
That is a look at news and sports.
Excellent. Today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you're in the morning.
I also made you thin cream. Oh, I picked it for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can.
Right now, sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. Participation, maybe.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Lord.
Here you go, man. I got an extra small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet, plus your other faves, all for $1 each. McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day,
there's something for everyone.
Hey, what up, man?
Price and pay their card only.
For one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
His words got me fast breathing, dreams of day. Feels like I'm swimming upstream. I mean, things that we do for the check. Think I do drink, and then I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Ellie in the Morning is heading to Jacksonville. We're going for the Wood Festival. We wanted to. I need a winner. We need a right now. You win your trip. Jacksonville with us. April 24th, 25th, 26th. Stevens, four stages. We'll take care of your airfare. We'll take care of your hotel. And obviously, we'll take care of your tickets to the show. Everybody from Marilyn Manson and Godsmack, The Slayer, Queensryche, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, All That Remains, Pretty Reckless, Papa Roach, 866-2-Elliot, 866-2-235. You call me right now, and your guests both have to be 21. And you have to be able to get. It's just a couple weeks from now. We're going to leave on Friday, April the 24th. Have a little pre-fest party when we get down there. And then obviously take in two great days of music at the Welcome to Rockville Festival. 866-2-Elliot, 866-5466.
Elliot in the Morning.
Welcome to Subway.
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, or any of your favorite off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
The Mediterranean collection won't be all last. Subway. Eat.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
I can't wait till next weekend. Diamonds Direct's biggest ever spring store-wide sale. It's April 7th. 3 days of extra savings on every wedding band, every bracelet, every pendant. Us designers are flying in with trunk loads of new jewelry all on sale. Mind-blowing value. And special financing up to 48 months. It's incredible. Diamonds Direct's three-day multi-million dollar store-wide 18th through 19th. Diamonds Direct's Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's. You know, I've noticed that even the summer's a southern accent. And that's neat, that is. That's why Scott's makes a special grass seed blend that can stand up to the summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed Southern Gold Mix is bred in the south. And because it comes from Scott's, you know you're guaranteed to sit down Scott's Southern Gold Mix this weekend and seed your lawn.
You smell that? That's the smell of spring in the air. Because nothing says spring like the rich, robust salmon or steaks sizzling on the grill. So shine up your spatula, spark up the charcoal, and get your grilling on. You've got the whole neighborhood. They want to smell the first scents of spring, too.
Add some flavor to your grilling. Get to Lowe's right now for the best selection of Weber grills. Then serious flavor with $7 off a cluttered original charcoal. Now just $12.99 while supplies last.
Coming in this Hendrick Chevrolet beautifully. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just at Fairmont Mall on West Broad Street. 500 new vehicles, and 7,000 to choose from. We're starting off the season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. Here's the first pitch. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. A 3 grand off and off MSRP on Terrains. And 5 grand off MSRP. The payoff pitch is on the way. Up to 6 grand off MSRP. 4 grand off and off MSRP on all and Enclaves. And up to MSRP on all Encores. What a way to start the season. FindNewRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
Kings Dominion puts on their annual festival as a wake-up call. Winter is over, nation. So get the family down to the park on April 11th for a concert by Debbie Ryan and the Never Ending. Once you're done dancing, check out the thousands of park. Plus, there are unique family activities, and other specials. It's all part of the festival, May 3rd. Get tickets now at KingsDominion.com. Extend your any lost performance all at one zone and get all the parts and advice you need for a tune-up. Now you can get a great deal on bottom spark plugs. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A slow go. I'm northbound up from Chester Hopewell through Wilton. Currently has your right lane blocked. Watch for collision on Jeff Davis and Davison High Road near Airport Drive and a traffic light problem. Gayton Road at Quiocasin.
Now, in the morning. Anu.
Right. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Oh. Hey, Elliot. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm. Thank you very much.
Your trip?
That's awesome.
Dude, how great is that show going to be?
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Yeah, no, that show's right up my alley.
Awesome.
Right up my alley. Listen, the weekend of October 24th, 25th, and 20th. Not October, April. That's what I did yesterday. That's what I did yesterday. It's April's. That's the problem. April 24th, 25th, and 20th. That, it's a couple weeks from now. You asked, I would like you both to, your 21, please.
Definitely.
You will join us. We're gonna go weekend. We'll have a little pre-fest party, when we get down there on Friday. Get to go to the, Welcome to Rockville, on Saturday and Sunday. 40 different bands, four different stages. Great time. I am so looking forward to going. Tyler's trying to put together a little thing at Denny's with Marilyn Manson.
Hold on though. I thought it was in August.
It's another vowel month.
This is going to be excellent.
All right, do your .com/EITM online. I'm sure I've screwed up half the things along the way. So if you need any info on the trip, Elliot the Morning Travel Agency, he'll be getting in touch with you. But it should be a great time. I'm really looking forward to us getting down the spot.
Thank you very much, and I can't wait to see
you. No, it should be good. It should be good. Well, you and I are going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. And listen, you getting a pity on you, I'm going to hit you. discriminate. I'll hit a dude. I'll hit matter. If you're gonna take your balls and throw them around in a pit, I'm coming at you. I'm in the whole thing.
I'm in.
Wait 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and we'll go together in a couple weeks. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Elliot.
You got it. Hold tight 1 second for me. Today's what? Wednesday? Yeah. Oh, Wednesday. So we got two more trips to give away. Join us in Jacksonville in a couple of weeks. For the Welcome to Rockville. Information on the trip, facebook.com/EITM online. And then don't forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we were talking about him earlier, Ross Marquand will be on with us. Impress Me, which is on again tonight. You know who I feel sorry?
Who?
Are you hip to the woman out of Drexel University? Is it college or in Philadelphia?
Isn't that the woman who's a professor, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's a professor. She is a professor at Drexel Fighting Dragons. And bad for her is now she's going to be lumped in for an honest mistake. The story is, I guess she had, she is now under an internal investigation because she had sent an email to Abundance. And she teaches legal writing, and I've never heard of pedagogy. I don't know what that is. She's a lawyer. And she does a lot of writing for, like, Supreme Court blogs and things like that. Like, she knows what she's doing. She's on the ball. She's also a one-time contestant on Who Wants...
Oh, damn.
She didn't do very well. So she was to a bunch of her students. The subject line, quote, writing briefs.
All right.
Yeah. And so she included a link for what she thought was the writing briefs. So her students got it, and I'm sure they would be excited. Dr. McElroy linked to a very, very explicit video of a woman engaged in activity. So now she's screwed.
It's an honest mistake.
Click on the link.
Oh, I am. Here it is. Here it is. Is it? This is it?
Yeah.
This is hot. Tell me something. No, I want to see if the panties come off. Shirt was open. I saw a tape. And I saw panties.
Based on
the title.
Description. Let's try. Yeah. Let's quit.
The description of the video, I think.
I don't see what the description. The
underwear has to.
Description of the video. Where's the description of the?
Click on it again for you.
Okay, hold on.
You see the title?
Is that? No, I don't. Oh, I can say that.
I didn't say you could say.
Oh yeah, the video is she loves her anal beads. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, make her show me. I'm sorry, don't make her sound bad. Let her show me. I got to tell you, I guess if you first rather, and you thought her is obviously sending a video of herself. It's not herself at all. Like I'm looking at a picture of the girl in the video who likes the anal beads.
It's loves.
Thank you, Tyler. Loves the anal beads. Different. Tyler, please let the video roll through. Please let the video roll through. But two things. Number one, well, she's under.
She get fired?
No, not yet.
Somebody else took over her class.
Well, because she's under an internal investigation. This is an easy one. I may be off 80%. Yes.
80 professors.
Sent the wrong link? People.
80% of
everybody
people.
Everybody sent a wrong link before.
Everybody. I don't know that I've ever sent a link.
Very common. Very common.
I mean, some people sent them.
She just didn't notice.
80% of people. 80%.
She just didn't notice that
porn
the link that she sent was Pornhub.
60%. You don't think 60% of people have actually sent an email and pasted a porn link?
No.
How about just pictures? Not necessarily like a huge video.
One in four, I'd say that's high.
That's 25%.
Yeah, thank you. You should go for the job.
Well, I don't teach.
Yeah, but it shows you got.
Do have a different link.
Unless you're referring to the contents of the video. I looked at there are a couple links.
Diane, yes or no?
Yes, what?
You. A wrong
link? I definitely sent the wrong link before.
Okay, the percent. Now, what percent have done it to something pornographic? Yes?
Nope.
And by the way, that doesn't just have to be could just be naked pictures.
Nope.
It could be a naked picture of yourself.
Mm-mm.
Think you're sending an email to Scott that's like, check out my tiggies. And you accidentally send it to Kaylee because you were like, oh, damn, I meant to handle. And then you accidentally include the picture of your tiggies.
No. Swear to God, never. 100.
What was the wrong link you sent? Oh, Andy Cohen is talking to Lisa Rinna.
It may have been an Andy Cohen.
Sent the wrong link?
Yeah, I definitely have. I know I've emailed my wife.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Okay, but that's not necessarily the wrong link.
A reply to the wrong text thread.
It's a completely wrong person.
True. Okay, so that'll go into the 80%.
But I'm sure the wrong link. And I'm also grateful for all the prompts you get nowadays for attends your email. And goes, you meant something as attached, but there's no file. Well, thank you very much, Google.
You've sent porn links.
No, I have not.
On accident?
No.
I think I've ever sent a link. If I'm sending somebody a porn link, I mean to. You know,
for whatever reason, like you think you
percent. I do percent that have never sent a bad link to somebody.
Oh, well.
No, I'm not. I'm not a person. I don't think that I've ever sent the wrong link. No question, I've sent people links to porn.
Right.
Big links to porn. Why are you answering the wrong text thread?
If you've got a couple of different...
What?
Kaylee did those.
Yeah.
Remember she sent a text to all of us and it wasn't meant for any of us.
Like a couple of different...
I don't remember what the text was.
If you're in a couple of different conversations.
Let's meet up or something.
Oh, I thought that was intended for me.
No, because then she quickly sent the follow-up. Like,
I don't read that. I don't read that. Sorry.
Might be.
I don't think I've ever sent a text message either. I like to look at what I'm doing.
No, if you've got more than one text non.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah. I pay attention. There's I can see you here. I can see Tyler here. I can be talking to all of you. I know who I'm talking to. Same thing I know. Here's my... With the woman, with the professor.
Yeah.
And now there's people who are going, well, I don't know if at the school who... I mean, the only way that you have that link is that, right? So, big deal. So now you've got some going, I don't know if we need a law professor who's watching a woman who loves her anal beads.
Are they worried that this is going to turn into complaints of sexual harassment, though?
It's not.
I thought that's what they said, why they're kind of taking the hard...
You need that reason if you're looking to get rid of somebody, and it has nothing to do with this. Wouldn't everybody be able to look at this and go, clearly that was an accident? And I don't judge her. So what? She likes chicks with anal chicks.
Diane's issue with it is
that it's sexual harassment.
Well, that's what
not.
That's what they said.
Could you then? Who's actually doing a little malicious, and maybe get away with it? Then if this woman,
that's intent. That's intent. If I'm sending, I can't send the building, Colin. If I'm sending her a bunch of day, I'm sending links for. Yeah, then you could say, you know what,
this is them going with policy. It's their
What accident is...
McElroy was placed on leave pending an investigation, required Section 9 of Rexel's sexual conduct policy.
Okay, I understand that they're investigating it, that's fine. You got people that are calling for a job.
John has a good point on Twitter.
Professor trying to teach Supreme Court justice writings and rulings while home at night thinking about...
It's like you're reading right over my shoulder.
She watches porn. Big deal. Who doesn't?
Reads. And this is... I like this. I've never mistakenly sent a porn link because I porn link. That's a good point. Who was she? Why was it copied?
Okay, first of all, who's on their high horse over here?
No, he's worse. If anything, John just copped to being a chronic porn watcher.
No, never sent a porn link to send to somebody. I do that from time to time.
You almost said all the time.
No,
hey. Though.
Sam, check this out. I mean, I'm not sending them to Sam. To
not see.
So who was she sending it to?
No, that's
her high side of the story.
No, that. But even, it could have been a girlfriend. It could have been.
Save this for later.
Yeah, so could be it. She could have found an awesome. Well, the thing that they're saying is, didn't she send it from her office?
Like her office. That's the time it was sent, so she would have been seated at her desk.
I believe looking at it and going, well, maybe she shouldn't be watching anal bead videos at the school.
I mean, it's a reading list.
But,
you know,
the
list that I occasionally add things to and forget to always check.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the
time. I email my stuff, myself articles all the time, check the reading list.
Okay, well, maybe you would have emailed yourself this video.
Maybe that's what it was.
You found a porn that you really like. You're like, you know what? It's not a time to watch this. I'll email it to myself and I'll watch it when I get home.
So she was being responded.
I do like that she was probably else. Any chance she was sending it to the students?
Everyone's issue now, like.
Why? I don't understand.
That's
bad.
The takeaway.
No, I don't understand. Why is that bad? Why is it bad to copy a porn
lot?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think that 80% of people have never sent porn to somebody.
A friend.
Never.
No, I
sent to my enemy.
You've mumbled and been like, dude, you've got to see. Check this out.
Absolutely not.
I feel like the social media lounge or whatever. Now they're going to jump on me because I'll send people links to good porn that I find.
Whether we want it or
not. Way to go, loser. Yeah, well, I don't understand why that's so bad.
Sam, let's FaceTime for this one.
No, but I'll send it. I'll send it to a bunch of friends. I'll send them to Kingston. I'll send it to my friend. No, I'll do it from here. Who cares about this place?
I think Tyler said
I'm
earlier,
probably
though,
sure
is
I've
valid.
Sent all of you porn.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Might be.
Jason wants to know if there's any chance her email was open and someone else said anything.
No, she hasn't said a word. She sent them the article, great article on writing briefs. When the students clicked the link, however, they were of a woman engaging in a sex with anal beads. Dude, I love what she's into, by the way. You look at her, and go, totally into butt play.
Seen some things in my day that I necessarily haven't done in my own time.
Oh, so you think she just stumbled on it, was like, oh, this is funny, and sent it? No, she's into it.
I was trying to send me a news article and it ended up being a Pornhub link. He copied it. Was he trying to favorite it?
No, he would get to you. It's a gift. She also, back in 2010, she wrote a scholarly article entitled Cessant Science and Sanctions for Risky Sex.
What up, girl?
Oh, so they're saying this is like a pattern?
Sex. Which is good. Good for her. So what? She's not dead from the waist down.
Say, as far as her continuing to teach, it's going to be a cloud, and that's all. And it's going to be hugely distracting. And
if it were a video of her, then you have at least the basis. If it was a video of her playing with beads, then I get it. No, because that you couldn't stop that from getting spread around. Right. So what? She sent a video. Big deal.
This is from
but
Scott.
But apparently it's a crime to copy a porn link.
It's obvious she was true. That's from Hughes.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Would you pull your kid out of that class?
No, not a college student.
Yeah,
you don't think there's going to be some parents up?
I wouldn't think so.
I'd fake anger for a little bit of a refund.
Take a look at this video.
That's not happening.
What do you mean?
You're not getting any money back.
I wouldn't mind a portion of it back. I didn't sign up for porn. I signed up for SCOTUS blogs. Where am I going? Have you ever copied a porn link? Oh, no.
Just you.
Why is that? Why do you make that face? You've never watched porn? Not that I'm sending to people. Well, you're
stuff you holding on to.
You know what? A lot of people can't handle this.
Hang on to it. I don't understand why people don't share. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Yeah, hi. Who's this? Hey, what's up, Sean? On.
Hey, maybe technically illiterate and thing and didn't realize the attachment.
No, she's too smart for that. She's too smart.
Well, I'd love her. My professor. My professor.
You've copied somebody, right?
Definitely accidentally sent one to my mother-in-law.
Okay, this is all you on purpose. What did you send to your mother?
Very risque video. Same lines as what you guys are talking about.
Did she say anything to you?
I live with them, so it was a table the next day.
How did you send her?
Because she sent me a text message afterwards saying,
oh, daughter. See you at home for dinner.
You can't win.
See, but that's the other thing. Tyler. Here accidentally sends you a porn. Anything to him?
Not to them, to everyone else.
Yeah, of course. So you may not even know. You may think, oh, I sent this to me. But it may have listened in. Mother-in-law's a pretty good one, though. So, like, you sent your mom, like an anal video.
No, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Excuse me. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Smell it good.
I'm trying to see if it's close to any legal Latin term.
What's that?
Anal beads? let's see.
Oh, it's from the Latin meaning ouch.
She was,
Actus reus. Guilty act.
No, what is that when you put something like she could have been checking the, annals.
Of higher education.
Because she was writing some briefs and I was checking the annals and,
honest mistake.
Yeah, beads is brown and I typed in anal and bead and I'm up and I found the article.
Let me see. That was a deal.
Hi, Ellie in the morning. Morning.
Hey. Yes. This is Prudence.
Hi, Prudence. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
You're not the columnist, Prudence, are you?
No.
But I got questions for you. Anyway, yes, go ahead, ma'am.
So
So my friends and I, we like to the disgusting thing we can find.
Put me in that loop. Put me in that loop.
You know, anybody I tell, can I get in on that? Well, one of these days, this particularly wonderful lovely, let's say there are six mini basketballs, like a door, and you shoot the ball, six of them.
I'm familiar. Who'd you send that to?
I accidentally sent it to my mother's husband.
Did he high five? Oh, go ahead.
He loved it. He thought it was the first world and sent it to all of his friends and wanted to get in on the loop.
Look what my stepdaughter... You know what? Bonding.
You're not my real dad.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Thank you. Yes, Tyler.
I did fine for Brown versus Beads. Sir known lawsuit out was the plaintiff against the Board of Education of Topeka. Right after that.
Brown, so you had Brown v. Board and then yeah. Brown v. Bead. Yes. Very litigious. Line 8. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey?
Yeah, hi. Who's this? What's up, Chris?
Hey, so I feel like there are tons of reasons that you would legitimately copy a link for porn. You'd be sending it to a girlfriend, you know, hey, let's do this.
Right.
You know, there could be...
Hold on one second. Diane, you never had a dude when you were back in your dating days? No guy ever sent you a link and was like, hey, you want to try this out?
No.
Did you send one to a guy? You seemed a little hesitant there, like you're trying to catch me on like a specific.
No.
Kaylee? Punk ass never sent you something that was like, hey, check this out. Punk ass likes bad. Tyler, did you?
No.
With a previous damn it. I liked it.
If you think you recognize someone in the video, you gotta send that to your friends. You know, hey, is this Jenny?
I've never recognized anybody in a I've written actress, but not a that's a good question. Who was the one that you thought it was?
It was a girl that I wanted to date a few years ago that I didn't know real well, and I saw it kinda looked like her, so I have a picture of her. Is this that chick? And you gotta check. You gotta know.
But dude, if she looks like a porn actress, that's pretty
high. No, it definitely was.
Yes. See, but those are all legitimate reasons why you would copy a link and send it. Oh. Hey, dude, you would like this.
I have an ex-girlfriend, and to this day, links like, hey, this is right up your alley.
That's an awesome, I'm not friends, but if I had an ex that would do that, I'd totally be friends with her.
How's your current girlfriend feel about that?
Fine. Does your current girlfriend care that your ex do porn links?
No, she's like, if it's stuff I like, show me. Screw it.
What did you do?
You know, I mean, that's not like a thing that we've done, but she's a pretty open lady.
To hear. Here. All right, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight once. Well, I don't need you to hold on. Thank you. Hey, yeah, I'm up against hard break. Will you if you're... Oh, please don't go anywhere if you're on hold. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere.
We'll be back in 13 minutes and 21 seconds.
All right, hold tight. I'll grab some more phone calls next.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online.
This is XL102 after Elliot. Never danced like this.
Richmond's alternative.
Dad, what are you doing?
Harley, it's turkey season again at Dance's Sporting Goods. Youth season starts on the 4th, and please take a child hunting. Our season starts on the 11th, and boy is stocked up and ready for the season. We have the hard-to-get Avian X turkey decoys, chairs, blinds, nests, and be sure to check your boots. With all the rain, you might need a new pair of mucks or lacrosses. Head nets, box calls, dodge boxes by Knight and Hale, Lynch, H.S. Strutt, and others. And remember, you'll need insect repellent and the one and only Thermacell. Dance's Sporting Goods just got, so please stop by and pick up what you might need.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Someone says, come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Heights. Like us on Facebook or head on at Dance's Sporting Goods.
You have got to get 5 Voltage Vaping and try their new classified e-liquids. I switched up my device and got the Joytech Ego 1. You get a great hit, the airflow, and I've been vaping on Crisp from Classified. It's so good. Go see Jay Taylor and the super friendly staff. They got me set up with something I love. They can do the exact same for you. Right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. They're full there. Like them on Facebook, too. They've always got a great special. Like this week, purchase an any tank and receive 10% off your purchase and a free Sony VCT. This SVD 2.0 is the first and only advanced personal vaporizer and precision of the Evolve Experience microchip. Some real innovation has gone into this. Unlike any other thing on the market in the vaping. So this week is a great time to go see what I've been talking about. VoltageVaping.com. Like them on Facebook, too. Go for a hang. Whistle Stop Shopping Center. Right off 280.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Who, me? I'm just hanging some family photos.
You can't do that.
How come?
Because, Ron, and you can't do that.
No, I just figured since your biscuits are like that,
yeah.
I would just make the rest of them.
Sir, moving truck.
Ah, fantastic. It's here. You want to help me lift the recliner?
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for $3.50 at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Diamonds Direct's biggest ever 3-day store-wide sale is coming. April 7th, 7th extra savings on virtual on sale. Sale. All pendants on savings, bands, bracelets on sale. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already unbeaten lower. Plus, special financing up to 40 big on engagement rings, designer jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. The once-a-year spring event everyone waits for. Not this weekend, next weekend, April 17th through 9th, Short Pump, Short West Broad Village.
No lunch? Introduce Anderson Chinello's new 6-inch sub. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza, $6. Pick up or delivery stations. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
For a wake-up call. Wawa's breakfast sizzlies are now just scooters. Mix and match all your faces. There's Applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant. Savory turkey sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Or sausage and French toast variety. Any two breakfast sizzlies for just $3. They're definitely the highlight of your morning. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time for tea.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy: a commitment to maintain an engine through the 300,000 mile mark, oil to finish a job most got hand off. It's loyalty, and it's why there's speed perks from Advance Auto Parts. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
See store to sign up. Ease.com for details.
Stalled vehicle blocks the center lane, causing 4 slow go 95 northbound in between Chester Hopewell all the way to 288. Heavy travel volume makes 288 a slow go north. Lothian Huguenot Trail, Calavis, and Branders Bridge.
From the top, it's in the morning building. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliott in the morning.
If it ain't broke, you can bet it away. If there's a rock, I'm damn sure gonna take where there's smoke. There's blue, beat me, my rats. But no, they don't make guys like me. They get exactly what I come from alone.
It's Elliot, don't forget, coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Ross Marquand. After that, I have tickets for you to go see Florence and the Machine. Rush tickets before we get out of here today. By the way, during the break, two friends asked and sent it to them.
Very good.
Don't try to come off like you're all highbrow. Figure out the way that the hot students are going to let everybody know. It doesn't stay quiet when your teacher sends you anal porn.
So it was them just like sharing it with me and then work it out. It's not like they complained.
Yeah, not, well, there may have been some, there may have been ass who complained. But other than that, why would you complain? You would just talk about it.
There could have been a harmless link, but that wasn't porn, and I would have sent it to an idiot sending the wrong link.
Okay, but you wouldn't call your teacher an idiot for sending you a porn link. You would be like, hey, check out what McElroy sent us.
No, if the teacher messes up, college, high school, middle school, elementary school, doesn't matter, you point it out to everybody.
Especially now that you know McElroy's in a butt play. That's a home run for me. Hey, what are you going to do, deny it?
She can.
Well, then why were you watching I'd ask her in class. Or I would have responded and been like, hey, is this what you're into? If it is, I got a whole cache of this stuff.
She's Harvard at your feet. come up with a good excuse.
Is it a different high school teacher?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, see, I still let that go. That's an accident. Mistakes of
management is law school.
You would still let it go.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you would. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Two questions have come. Did she use a URL shortener?
Oh, so where you wouldn't know. The answer to that is no. It's pornhub.com/, and then the extension.
And shot of the email shows you that it's not like bit.ly or tiny URL or anything like that.
No, it's Pornhub.
Then a public computer sent a link someone else copied. That's happened to me with bead making. not those beads.
How about like the wristband beads or something like that?
Yeah, jewelry.
Right. So she was using a public. By the way, who said that?
Heather.
Heather's lying. Heather's lying.
Oh, if it was her own private computer?
That is a great, great. The only thing that I was under the impression of is that it was sent from Centwall. Which is why there is some question about why would she have that on a work. Knows she could have been.
Well, doesn't
who cares? Who cares?
Well, that's exactly the third comment. I said question, but it's more a comment. What's a question? Who cares? Grow up, people. By the way, second half of the video, she's using a high end vibrator. Nice ending.
You're welcome. <P. laughs>
See, the break wasn't long enough.
I work the whole. All I'm screaming is. Can we fast forward? Let's fast forward. Hold up. No. I like to go frame by frame. Come on, man. Please.
Carmen's watching it in her doctor's parking lot.
What's up, Carmen? I hope it's not her
line. Elliot.
I'm serious.
Oh, God.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Hey, just one thing. I gotta go real quick. Yep. Seventh grade, my teacher and I went on a field trip to, tag ducks. And once we got shooted it all, put it on a VHS tape and tried to show it the next day. When she put the tape in, started not duck mind me porn right there. She immediately stepped in front of the TV, turned everything in her bag and said, "We're not watching it."
That's great. That taped over the tab. I didn't.
Yep.
And now we're watching some porn that I'm into. But so what? You're a college professor. You're a law professor. You're a doctor. You can watch porn. It's okay. Nobody's judging you. All the high and mighties.
What a home run.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is a story about when I was in high school. We had a teacher who was actually on the Howard Stern show in college. That video, every year without fail, that video get put on before some class, and she'd have to run up there and turn it off.
Little able.
Pretty good. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
Here we go. Lisa McElroy, professor.
Oh, wait, is that my professor?
Lisa McElroy. Right. Peace for Yahoo Travel, a mother-daughter. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was for her daughter's 14th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Her life.
Why is the daughter's life ruined?
You went to high school. Cool.
So what?
You find out a somewhat famous mom is the subject of a national story for pornographic reasons.
So my mom, but Lincoln sent it on. That's not that big a deal.
Tough to own that.
That's not that big a deal.
That
now,
poor girl.
No, this is no.
For some reason, think that don't go after each other.
No, I know they do. It's one thing if Professor Macadio, then it's a different. You don't think everybody in high school knows their parents watch porn? Porn. Of course,
it is proof.
This girl's mother's face is
not
everywhere.
In the video, but it's not.
Yes, okay. But if you're a high school, you're a 14-year-old kid, it doesn't matter. Mom are connected. She may as well be in the video.
All I know is I would say to Yara the name there is, hey, get
Yael McElroy.
Get your mom to email me. Like I would be into it. It'd be a good shoulder for this.
Exactly.
Girl.
Get just what that 14-year-old girl wants to hear.
Yeah, but I'm not picking on her or making her feel bad.
That's picking on her.
You think she's mortified? You think your parents have never watched porn?
I'm sure at some point, sure.
Right. By the way, they still
But it's a lot different.
You.
Accepting something as, it's like saying, yeah, I obviously know that my mom had twice.
Right.
But I'm on it. Or have a friend, see it from afar.
Again, talking about your mom being in a video. I'm just talking about your mom enjoying porn. There's, I guarantee you, there is no question in my mind. 100%. What, since the start of April, I guarantee you, Phyllis has laid in a vibrator. I dare. What? What's bad about that? Why is, what? My mom's single. She hasn't, I guarantee you.
Oh, why she just kidding?
Oh, objective.
No, you don't think your mom ever watched porn with a, and
I think
that's why I don't think.
Again, it's one of those.
I don't want to, I love your mom. You know that. I would bet yes. Yes. Although maybe with, I don't want to say, no names, brah.
God, put it all out there.
No. But that, there's nothing wrong with that. That's
heavy. No one ever said that it was.
Yeah, so if my mom had sent a video to one of her friends or sort of students that were a video, and I was in high school and my friends were up and like, hey, your mom sent an anal bead video. So I'd be like, yeah, okay. So what? Wait, I don't, that's not mortifying.
Easier said than done.
To me, that's just not mortifying. If my mom was in the video, now all bets are off. Now I'm withdrawing.
Yes, that's a different story, but it's still a story.
Oh, it's death. Oh, everybody's coming up and giving you the...
And then and you're humiliated to the point where you need to transfer.
Yeah.
I know what's in the little
girl. I don't...
Not from experience, but I just... This girl's life just became a living hell.
Yeah. It's hard enough to be that age.
It goes away in a week.
Oh, no way.
Bought an ad in the yearbook dedicated to Mama McElroy. Here's a from Carmen's husband.
Wait, which one is Carmen?
She was sitting in the parking lot.
Watch.
She's definitely at the OBGYN.
Oh, dear God. On the way in. This is interesting. What's going on here? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name's Rick.
Yes, Rick.
I've got a friend that she was taking a picture, and you know they take the pictures and then they immediately post it to Facebook.
Right.
Well, she did that. She was standing in front of her mirror, stark naked, so she's taking a picture of her ankle, and then her friend's like, "Girl, you just make it on Facebook."
Honest mistake.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
And no, this is where you have to be. I can't count on both number of times that I've sent Kisser a picture of me with my pants down sitting on the toilet. But I always the picture beforehand because I don't need you guys seeing my wang.
We never
I'll
see
show
anything
you my wang.
More than a knee.
Yeah, no. But I'm always careful.
Not the weenie.
Right. I'm always careful. I don't care if you guys see my penis. I honestly.
In the past, we've seen it.
But what I'm saying, you then have it and then be like, hey, check this out. And now I'm McElroy and everybody's not being cool. And which, by the way, anybody asks, fine, I'll show it to you.
Elliot, are you going to say?
No, it's fine.
This life is ruined for sure. This is from Donna. We at high school DUI, that daughter's life was ruined forever. See, and I was just arguing for high school, but she's right, because talk to anybody from high school saying that vitamin C saying about was a lie, and we're not friends forever. But the one person I remember, her mom was a resurrecting. Graduated in 2000. 15. Well, that name will never escape my memory.
Can I make one distinction? But
it was the person.
No. Yes, but I wasn't even going to go there.
Yeah.
Unless you have like one of those I'm not saying that it's not worse than. It is worse than
whoever.
You hear about people getting busted for DUI all the time. It's not. I'm not saying that it's the action isn't that ill, but I don't think you would bat two eyelashes that one of your friend's parents got. But unless crazy
one from 2 days ago,
hang out. If you had that mugshot, but if you just found out that like your buddy in high school's mom or dad got busted for not batting an eyelash, that you pay attention to. Because shoplifting DUI is so second nature, and it shouldn't be that way. but you hear about
it. Really, as a middle schooler has happened to your parent, it's not cast away that easily.
It's more cast away than shoplifting. Shoplifting is, your mom doesn't shoplift.
This person's mom did.
Although, again, if I had to get
recently as
that's my impression of your mom. I lay in bed amongst
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Ross Marquand. That's me. Airs Wednesday. Pop. Let me take a quick break. Ross should join us next.
Elliot in the morning. He's heading to Jacksonville. So your energy. Welcome to Rockville Fest, April 25th and 26th at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Marilyn Manson, Slayer, Queensryche, Scott Weiland, and the Wildabouts. All that remains in this Be Reckless / featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators and more. Four stages, 40 bands. Listen all week. Winners and their guests. Jacksonville. We've got your airfare. It is to the Welcome to Rockville. Plus a little pre-fest party with EITM. Spend the weekend in more info at Facebook / EITM online. Welcome to Rockville. Elling.
XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets and get back heads.
Love you guys. Oh my God, how do you get your hair so black? Ready, everybody make duck face.
Listen daily for two Dirty Head songs back to back and be the 10th caller. Every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102, presented by Pearson Must and Bud Light.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
A Mediterranean collection. Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, or any of your favorite veg off with creamy tzatziki flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new dining collection won't be here long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's Elliot for car is a big decision. Some people always buy new, others swear by or buy pre-owned. Girls at Pearson Mazda with Mazda. Each certified pre-owned Mazda meets their strict Pearson standards and 150-point inspection from Mazda. Plus, has the largest selection of Mazdas in Richmond. Stop by and learn sells more Mazdas than anyone else. In the West End at 9520 or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the group and put it on the dash?
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Hey, sorry, man. Sorry. You try hard to ensure your engine is also protected with a regular oil and filters from AutoZone. Zone quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99.
Hey, Intellos customers, guess what? It's time to find a new carrier. Switch to T-Mobile today. Day. Early termination fees. Up to $650 per line when you trade in your devices on up to 10 lines. Think the other guys will do that for you? Think again. Plus, T-Mobile's got service contracts and no overages. Ever. The fastest nationwide 4G LTE network. And if you're looking to upgrade your family's devices, T-Mobile also gives you the best trade-in value for your current phones, guaranteed. For free and carrier today. T-Mobile. Taxes and fees additional. Contract payoff requires qualifying service and trade-in, phone purchase and port-in for up to office with a Visa prepaid card. May take up to 8 weeks. No overages for domestic postpaid non-pooled use. See store for the time Metabank member FT.
I can't wait till next weekend. Diamonds Direct's biggest ever spring store will 17th through the 19th. 3 days of extra savings on every engagement ring, every pair of earrings, every bracelet. World-class designers are platters, loads of new jewelry all on sale. Massive selection. Mind-blowing value. Fashion up to 48 months. It's incredible. Diamonds Direct's 3-day multi-million-dollar 17th through 19th. Diamonds Direct's truck pump.
To the latte lovers. The cozy hot chocolate seekers and those who dream about whipped cream and caramel. Right now at Wawa, any healthy beverage is only $1.99. So if you crave a vanilla latte or an iced full of flavor, we'll just for you. Because our specialty beverages are made to make your day. And right now, $1.99 each. Try one from a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
If you're a small business owner, day. Answer, never enough. Fertil Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses through a people-first approach to customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank that offers you customized product services designed to make your life run smoothly. To learn more, visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. Let's make it work.
These guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say the insurance doctor.
Deer may be cute, and they're eating your plants. Protect your garden with Ortho Deer Be Gone. It uses ingredients that will bite, but it won't hurt those cute. Those hosting formula works without smelling horrible. Learn more at ortho.com.
From the Nick Center.
Condition 95 northbound, still somewhat slow. Northbound 95 from Chester Hope on near 288. Watch right shoulder. Northbound 288. Between Midlothian and Huguenot Trail and collisions for Jeff Davis and Hopkins, Mari at Jeff Davis for Heights Drive.
Elliott in the morning, XL 102.
Impress me, ears. It's on pop. Please say hello to Mr. Ross Marquand. Ross!
Hi,
sir. How are you?
Doing fine.
Dude, I got to tell you, show's fantastic. It is just so different and so, I'm hesitant to use the word unique, but it is so different. And listen, I get it's a scripted comedy. It's supposed to be funny. It just seems so much of the stuff that's out there that it went apart.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Thank you, dude.
And even though it's scripted, I have to assume that you and Jim are doing in the way that the show is done. A lot of that has to be that just kind of come in.
Very much so. I'd say about 95% of the in that show are taken from Rick. So,
for example, the you know, this goes back a little bit, but I'm assuming that any show, but any time early on, I bet it's probably changed now that you're very famous. Getting into a party and people noticed, it just becomes a shouting match of, "Hey, Ross, do this voice."
Yep, that's pretty much it. You know, at times you do that and be known for, I'd love to do an impression for you guys, and then there's other times where you've had a list, I just want to chill out here, guys, please.
I would also bet it's very impressionist, probably use it as an advantage to picking people up.
That could be true, distinct possibility, yeah. You'd be surprised. I mean, people love impressions, you know, and for some reason people are like, how do you do that? That's amazing, you know, and I'm always blown away by musicians, and I always think that they're just, you know, absolute unicorns because I do.
Right. But you're talking about for example, if you just take a regular stand-up comedian, There are obviously stand-ups who are great. There are stand-ups who are pretty good, and then there are stand-ups who are, you know, on their way or whatever. But find stand-ups who you wouldn't say are be a triple. I don't mention this. Either you guys have nailed it and you're great, or
it's a very good way of putting it. Yeah, and I think, you know, for me over the years, I've never wanted to do, because some people, why don't you do this guy, and for me, it's never been about quantity, it's just, you know, 12, great. For me, you know, there's sometimes where I try to do a voice, and it's just coming up, and I just say, you know what, there's other people, like my bassist friends, who, you know, do this much better than I do, I'm just going to leave it alone. For instance, Jim Meskimen is the most amazing Woody Allen on the planet. It's absolutely exceptional. And I've tried many times to master it, but I can't even come to him. That's all him. That's his thing.
But it's still something that, like you said, you're absolutely right. His Woody Allen is unbelievable.
Oh,
but
legendary.
You at least, I know that I can exist in this and try it. And by the way, if I took Jim out of the room, I bet yours is probably pretty good.
Well, thank you. Thank you on that one for sure.
So would be the one, what would he say, oh, you know, that's completely Ross?
You know, I think my Harrison Ford is one that you know, and thankfully that's not a lot of other people have, which is great because that means consistent, you know, voiceover work for me. Whenever you need a voice match, I've matched him several times over the years, and he's got that wonderful cadence to his voice, which is rough, sound, fascinating.
And you know what? And that's what I love both you and Jim and they show a lot is that it's old stuff and it's current stuff. Like it could be Harrison Ford and it could be Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. It could be Christian. It's not just like the old stick.
Okay.
Hey, what even got you going down that road? What got you going down that road? Was there somebody that you idolized and you were like, that's pretty freaking awesome? Or did you just realize that you could do it?
You know, it was the two Avoy brothers. I found out early on, laugh and, you know, beat up every day. So I tried my best to do that. And our parents really loved Johnny Carson's one religiously. And I studied the man. I was really fascinated by his delivery and everything. And after a while or so, I don't know, I'm sure it wasn't very good, encouraging, and they laughed at it and ended up working at it. And that's where it all kind of came about.
See, but I like hearing that. I saw an interview that Jim did where he said doing impressions in the real world is essentially useless.
Who said that?
Jim said that. He was like, yeah, it's useless talent. People like it, but it's not doing anything.
Yeah, well, you know, I think if first of all, which is always nice, and you know, other times it can make people laugh. So I think it's great, you know. And I really did idolize it because, you know, he has a background in comedy as well. And for the first, you know, he did Predominance, and for me, I was fascinated by that man because I said, here's a guy, you know, just doing stage. He had limited success, you know, his own words. He was a stand-up comedian. And then he finally got his big break in Working Girl, and then his life just changed, you know, and he became the thing that he wanted to be, but no one else saw all of a sudden with Working Girl, and then his career just went through the roof, obviously.
Like, so many people, like, highlight, hey, your John Malkovich is good.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Hey, are most famous people, I'm sure you run into them and they know that you do them. I would assume most of them are very flattered and think it's awesome.
Yeah. I have a strict policy doing impressions of a person in front of them. When I did an impression of Larry David for Larry David.
Oh, my God.
And, he, you know, Larry's hilarious. Harry's, he's a great guy, but doing a string of impressions for him at this, he sat back and he said, "Okay, let's see, didn't we?" And I did, and he kind of sat back in his chair with his fingers clasped across his chest, and he said, "You know," and I said, "Well, I'm never gonna do an impression of a person actually for that person."
Let me switch gears for one second, because I saw you tweeting about it. Next three for the comic and entertainment.
Correct,
dude. How nuts is that thing going to be?
Oh, I can't get the guest list and all weathers are going to be there from, you know, many movies, but Predator specifically, I movie growing up and enact the opening scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger and Pearl Weathers do that epic arm wrestling match. I really want it to be like, just, if we can do that, I would die happy. All my life goals would have been
accomplished. For you. Well, listen, I was being very honest. Impress Me airs Wednesday nights on Pop. Hey, Ross, the show is great. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks.
You got it. Thank you, Ross.
Good morning on Facebook at facebook.com/EITMonline.
Till 102.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal with people you trust. And there's no one more than the folks at Argent Credit Union. My wife and I have been Argent members for years. And if you're in the market for a new home, they're going to take care of you with affordable loans with only 3% down. That means you move into your dream, more cash in your pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent makes it easy with online banking or the mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at argentc.com.